Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? It's fucking Mop Riding with the White. Yes, I realize I'm starting late, and that's because I didn't know if I was going to go on or not, because I got a fucking cold. But I decided to go ahead and do one anyway. Alright, I'm going to close this out. So, we got that. I'm thinking I'm going to do a little combination of some stuff tonight. Maybe a little Facebookers, a few hotel guests, and possibly some blog talk calls. So I'm going to try to mix it up a little bit. And all that jazz. So give me just a moment. My computer is, I don't know, the resources are being hogged like a bitch somewhere. And of course it just fired up and started doing that right before I was going to start broadcasting. So, bullshit is what I tell you. Bullshit. Probably, I don't know, you're going to hear the Yuri voice too much tonight because my nose is clogged and Yuri sounds like shit. But we'll see what we can do. And this is fantastic because I was just closing something out and now my browser is all frozen. So, a great way to start the show. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, boy. I looked over my shoulder at the TV. There's some fucking rubber-faced asshole named Jeffrey Fire on it. He's a lawyer, and he, like, I don't know. He only takes, like, racist fucking cases so he could try to stick it to the white man. But he's a fucking white dude. I don't know. He might have did something in a previous life he's trying to make up for. Who knows? Yes, look at that. Google Chrome is not responding. You motherfucker. Fucking hate you, Google Chrome. You could fucking die. Okay, I may have tried to come back. Who knows? Ah, yeah, boy. Alright. In a second here, I'll close this fucking browser out and bring it back.
It's unresponsive. You want to kill the page?
How about you just develop a product that I don't have to yell at, you son of a bitch. Alright, here we go. I wonder if I should try to call the, No, I better not, because I can't mute the, I can't mute the number. I was going to say call the gym that Gary works out at and try to get his cell phone. The browser, I got it, Sloth. I've got it. God damn it. Alright, so let me start making some calls here. These first ones are going to be some Facebookers. Usually I like to go and like gather some intel off of their Facebook pages, but I was running so fucking far behind I didn't even have a chance. So we're just going to have to do it live. All right. Since we have the Dashy tool, I'm going to use that so these people think I'm local. Just a moment. All right, this first asshole is Xavier. He's selling some shit. Truck. How you doing? I'm looking for Xavier.
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Dwight. I saw you had some, you had the truck for sale.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was just calling, call for some details and some prices.
It's a 2008. It's got 4-inch Diamondback exhaust, 20-inch fuel wheels with brand new tires, Quadzilla Programmer, New Turbo, Billet Grill, Aftermarket Headlights.
Uh-huh.
I think that's really about it, aftermarket stuff.
I gotcha.
Oh, it's got a junior shift kit, Transco junior shift kit, and that's about it.
Okay, so, like, it's good to go. There isn't, like, you need some mechanical repairs or, you know, new tires, new tranny, nothing like that?
No, yeah, no, it's got brand new tires on it, but I don't need nothing. No. I just did the brakes, just did the shocks.
Gotcha. Now, like, what type of price are you looking at for this thing?
I'm asking 20 for it.
$20?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can do
$20.
$20,000. Oh, well, you know, you said 20. $20, that's pretty cheap, yeah. So, yeah, like, would you be willing to come down to, say, about 17?
Yeah, I can't do that.
You can't do that? Gee, there's nothing like you come down maybe $500 on it or something?
You know, man, you don't sound real serious about this, so.
I'm very serious. Why would I waste my time calling you if I wasn't serious about this?
You have a nice night.
This happens every time I call you redneck motherfuckers. You sit there and run your goddamn mouth. You're not real businessman. All right, motherfucker. It's on. Oh, I should have copied the format, but I didn't plan on having to call him back. Hello, Sloth. Or is it still calling? I'm still calling Sloth.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging. 44056.
Hang on. I'm going to call that motherfucker back. It would help if I spelled dial correctly. Yes. 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 This will be wonderful.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 4405678
Ooh, cut it off just in time. Only 10 matches, people. Oh, boy. Yes. Oh, and now I got some other asshole selling some type of Kia Optima for the big bucks, you know. Uh-huh. Called Jeremy up here.
I'm probably busy. Give me a call back later, or leave your number, and I'll try to call you back. Have a great day.
Jeremy, you fucking serious with that thing? Huh? Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. I want to call this chick. She left this message on Facebook. Hey, let's play night games. Starting to get a group together for later. Obviously, can't play night games while it's bright outside. If you want to join, text me, blah, blah, blah. I want to know what these night games are. I want to know what type of sexual things will be going on. Maybe I could bring George with me. He'll like freak them all out and show him his cock that he's rubbed raw. I can't tell you if night.
Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
It's been fun, but now I've got to go. Life's been way too short to take it slow. Before I go, and hit
the road. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Serena?
Okay. You broke up really bad. I have no idea what you just said, but I'm assuming it was some sort of greeting. So, hi.
Oh, yeah. I was saying hello. I was trying to get some details about the night games.
Oh, okay. Actually, we might be canceling because of the rain.
Oh, come on. The rain makes it even more fun.
I know, right? That's what I said. You know,
the ladies running around in the wet t-shirts and the boobs are showing.
Totally. Okay. Can I ask who this is?
Yeah, this is Dwight.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're canceling.
Jeez. Can I ask you one more thing before I let you go?
Probably. You might not get an answer.
Okay. How many fingers can you put in your asshole there, sweetie?
Okay.
I love you. Wow. We're going to cancel it because, like, it's raining. There's some blog talks starting up, like, right about now, but I want to let them get about 5 minutes or so in before I start calling them. So let's call Sabrina. She has some time available this week for haircuts and coloring. Excuse me. Like a dumbass, I almost put her phone number as the fucking caller ID. That will forever be known as JAG TV in it.
Hello.
How you doing there, Sabrina? I was calling. You said you had some appointments available for this week.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about. I probably want to get like a coloring, like some highlights or something, and then maybe just a trim.
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Dwight McClanahan.
Who?
Dwight.
Okay.
So, I was looking at, you got something open tomorrow?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, this is like one of those full service type things? Hello? Boy, that ain't going very good tonight. Maybe we'll just skip over to some blog talk shit. And we'll get you guys involved in calling some whores. All right. Let me first. See, I have to get the number and make fucking get in the queue first before you assholes. So we had one blog talk just start up. Yes. All right, give me a second. I'm just formatting this. God, I can't wait to get my USB hub so I can use my external keyboard. All right. Let's get that dialing while I'm giving you fuckers the info. The hell just happened? Who'd I lose? Lost the callerific. Dashy, I need you. Oh, hey, hang on. Yes, hello.
Hi.
Poopy people. What are you doing, buddy?
Listening to you.
Yeah, it's going fucking horrible right now.
I'm sorry. I just turned you on.
You know what I mean. More than one way.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to call some blog talk assholes.
Yay.
Oh, fuck. That's the address. Which I've already given to them, so they're going to be in the fucking queue ahead of me now. Talking about George rubbing his cock or something.
Oh, man.
That's what George was doing down in Ferguson.
Rubbing his cock watching the fires.
We called that fucking Vegas radio station. Like, yeah, he's down there rubbing his cock all over the place.
That's scary pirate, man. Radio. I'm so pirate, jerk.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Some blog talk shit?
Title that he gave when I saw it the first time I met him, he said, I am not a shaman. I am not a guru or a witch. I'm not an hechicero or a fortune teller. But I am a...
You are now in the host queue.
And then he also said, I am a Nagual, N-A-G-U-A-L. And he said that word cannot be translated into Spanish or English. And he just
did you listen the other night?
Maybe it was Italian.
Yeah, the other night we listened to some fucking real Jew haters on the fucking Blog Talk Radio the other night.
Yeah, I heard it the next day.
They were going fucking crazy.
Carlito is afraid of black people.
That's all Sloth came out to say.
He also was in contact with
racist
beings from other dimensions and from our space brothers and sisters.
That fucking milkman, he doesnent like me.
Yeah, no, Carlos Castaneda referred to him as a man of knowledge.
He said, milkman fucking hates me.
No, he said Carlos.
Yeah, man of knowledge.
Yeah, he called himself...
Carlos is a man of knowledge?
That, but he said he's not...
I know some shit.
He was called shaman, or in other words...
Carlos is afraid of black people.
Basically, ordinary person.
We'll
and then he said
shit.
That he worked with over 7,000 different plants. He had...
XYZ wants to know if the guy that's on is drunk.
In the mountains of Baja, California. He has over 700 plants there that he works with.
He wasn't a shaman. I think he had a cheeseburger.
And I looked at it.
Did you actually witness some of his healing
fucking asshole about a shaman?
I've seen him heal somebody or...
That shaman grabbed my dick.
Worked with some of the healers that he has taught.
He's got to be talking to the right?
Yeah, he's got to be fucking loaded.
And energy they have. their hands.
I found one that comes on like in 20 minutes.
Like
the guy, the caption was like, aliens?
California.
Are they real or are they not? Let's learn together. And it's a picture of this kid. He looks like he's a fucking mongoloid. And he's giving like the peace sign. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm calling you.
Oh yeah.
From this.
Oh yeah.
We'll have our most favorite pranky tomorrow, fucking Gary.
Gary Brodsky.
We've been plugging him a lot lately.
Making him channel.
KDK gets pissed when I hey, GaryBrodsky.com. Why don't you learn how to get the bitches on my website? Why would you call a gay radio show and do that?
With plants, all of them unmarked, and little
that's
jars,
what I like.
Boxes and bags.
I could turn them on. Clamps. Surgical clamps.
Come in, and he says,
boxes and clamps. He switched over to plumbing now? He went away from the shamans to, like, boxes and clamps.
Anything for upset stomach.
Oh, my God. Now he's toasting.
No. We don't have anything for upset stomach. But we have...
Oh, apparently there's a screener.
So just stand there, hold your arms out, it'll steady your energy.
He's talking
about the sun.
That's
so I saw them do that. And the next thing, I saw them look up at the shelf, and I saw them go over and take some plants out and mumble some words to the plants and humble to the herbs, hold their hands.
Hello, my name is Jeff. Go ahead.
Huh? What's that?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
This is Jeff from Night Surgery. You have a question for the guest?
Yeah, I wanted to actually ask him about, he was talking about shamans there for a second. I actually had a hell of an experience with one, and I didn't know if he had any advice on how to deal with this guy, because he's constantly, no matter where I go, he's there. Is there a way to get rid of shamans, or what? Hello? I can't get rid of this cold for nothing. Hello?
Nope. La, 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 la.
Hello, you there?
La,
I can hear you. If you can hear me, I'm still here.
La, la, la.
Geez, maybe I'll try calling back in. Hello?
Oh, call him back already, Dwight. Jesus
Christ.
You know that guy's just still rambling about stomach. That he came up to me and he said, show me your stomach.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Get rid of the fucking
the host, you are now in the host queue.
That people have
and they only came out of my stomach.
Thousands of years have known how to talk to the plants. How to communicate with the plants. How to find out which plant can be used for healing. He said, modern man has quite gotten us. Even if they use herbs, they look up in a book to see which herb to use. They don't talk to the plant. He said, we can talk. We have always been able to talk to the plants. Talk to the trees, to talk to the lakes, the rivers, the mountains, the stones, to the animals. He said, this is something that we have.
Hello, this is Justin with Night Search Radio. I may direct your call.
Oh, yeah, I was just talking to you and then my cell phone cut out.
Yeah, mine did too. I'm sorry about that. I've been having issues tonight. I've been dropping calls left and right.
So he
said he had some experiences with a shaman?
Yeah, he claims he put some type of, I don't know, some like a curse type thing. I don't usually believe in that type of thing, but I've been having a hell of a streak of bad luck lately. And I didn't know if like there was something that might be able to reverse something like this.
Okay. Well, I myself am a shaman. I can try and find out some stuff for you after the show, but I can definitely get you out there too. If you want, you can feel free to email me at justin.abner88@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And we can definitely discuss that further, but I'll definitely get you out there on the radio, too. What is your first name, sir?
Yeah, Dwight.
You said Boyd?
Dwight, D-W-I-G-H-T.
Dwight, okay, I got you. All right, and where are you calling from? What state?
Trenton, New Jersey.
Alright, New Jersey. Alright, I'll get you out there shortly. We have a lot of callers coming in, so just bear with me, okay?
Alright, thanks a lot.
I do not really want to be healed.
A lot of callers.
All the people feel sorry for them, then come and help them.
Fucking shaman's stalking me.
Pray for them and bring them food.
That I was fucking his sister.
And do all sorts of wonderful things for them. In other words, we go,
I'll show you.
In medicine, we call secondary gain from doing it. There are some people that just are tired of living, when they develop a fatal disease, they do not really want.
He has a gun up to his head during this entire conversation.
They just want to. Let the disease take its course and take them, but there are
like,
people.
You know, the plants and you got to talk to the plants. You know what I fucking need right now is a cheeseburger. It's a Pepto Bismol.
In my brain and my liver, lungs, and I was told that there was no chemotherapy that would work.
This always happens to these people.
To basically go home and take pain pills and I decided not to die, so I went and I
got some pain pills. Go home and die.
Medicines, and
I'm sure a doctor said that. Here you go.
Cured.
See you later.
I tell you that I was cured. And this can happen, but some people, this is not what they want, and we can't. People say they want to be healed, but they may indeed not, if you understand what I'm talking
about. Yeah, sure, I'll do. Oh, yeah. There was Don Juan himself who administered to you?
No, it wasn't him. It was another medicine man in South America.
I wish I'd have wrote down that guy's email, because then I could have started sending this creepy emails. Fashan was after me!
Fell in the operating room, injured my hands, I couldn't do surgery.
Post
polio syndrome, all kinds of family problems, financial problems. In other words, the dark night of the soul. And what all this did was to, wake me up.
Mm-hmm. And raping?
If you want to be awakened, you can be. If you really don't, I've had people that went to see healers and said they couldn't do anything. They didn't do anything for them.
Oh my God.
But the reason why is that they really didn't want to be healed.
Oh, Nova was nice enough to write down that guy's
place. Go to this person, that person.
Oh, good. Good work,
Nova. Done this and that, and rabbis and all sorts of
things. Jerry keeps threatening about wanting to interview me. I should email
really
him sometime and arrange an interview on
really
the show.
Enjoy the process.
That'd be good.
What the fuck, Jerry?
We have like six callers and you want to ask a question.
Oh, geez.
Are you going to take some questions now?
Sure.
All right. Here's our first guest. What is your name, sir?
Jag.
All right. And go ahead with your question. Well,
yeah, I have a question. I've been playing a lot of golf recently, and every time I try to get it near the hole, it seems to miss. So I just didn't know if there was anything that could be paranormal about that or what's going on with that.
I don't know. Maybe you need to just ask yourself.
Well, I mean, I've been trying to get this hole-in-one achievement for like 5 hours, and I just can't get it. I think it's because of the wind, but I don't know.
I don't know. Can't answer that. Sorry.
Nothing paranormal about that or anything?
I don't know. Doing a hole-in-one, I would think it would take numerous trials.
Yeah.
Yeah, Logan is worth 100 gamer scores, so yeah, it would be kind of hard.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, thanks for getting my question. I'm a huge fan, long-time fan, actually.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem. I've been a fan for all of 13 minutes that I've been on the call. So keep doing your good work. Cactus.
All right. I have another caller by the name of George, and he's calling from Detroit.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, George.
I have a question. It's kind of a more of a unexplained question. My friend Dr. Baltar, he's uncovered the secret that links the human beings and the aliens to us.
And
I want to know what I should do with this information.
Well, I'll tell you what Don Juan, our grandfather Cachorra, said. He said that we have now entered the time of the sixth sun, that it's no longer possible, and it's no longer a good idea to keep any knowledge to yourself. All knowledge must be shared, and that's what's happening. The indigenous peoples of the world, of the United States and Mexico,
we're just talking about Battlestar Galactica.
And I might mention that working with Don Juan, after I'd been working with him for a while, they said, "We have some places that we would like you to go. We feel like you're ready." So they took me to a great salt desert, dried salt lake, filled with quartz crystals, and we laid down in the sand there, and then we looked over our head, and there was a large spaceship.
I want you to go down to the local IHOP.
Maybe a mile in diameter over our heads.
Started journaling.
They looked up, and they said, "Nave," which Spanish is the word they use for spaceship. Then we went up into the mountains to the west, about 70 miles. It followed us the whole way. And then we got to the mountains, to a big, wonderful area of jumbled rocks in Baja. Beautiful, there are rocks that look like ancient aliens. We went up into a cave. And when I was in the with the spaceship still above us, and it moved from east to west, all of the other clouds were going west to east. It stayed over us. And then I stood in the cave and we meditated, and I went up against
the cave
rock
that the fucking Asiatics are always talking about?
Spacecraft made of quartz. And when I leaned up against it, I noticed that the woman, a Native American woman, Hello? Was glowing.
Hello?
And
she's pregnant.
Purple glow. And then I noticed two
Jesus
beings.
George, put an end to it.
And done from the spaceship.
Save us, George.
Well,
sorry. And they came over and healed me. So if you have any knowledge or know how to work with our space brothers and sisters, please let us know. I work with my friends. And
we now have the host's cell phone number and home number.
Do. So please. Release them, all right?
Okay, here's the information. Are you familiar with the race called the Paclids?
The who?
The Paclids.
Oh.
They want what they want, and they want to go. They want to make their stuff go. And they are nothing but determined. They told me. I don't know how to interpret what they told me.
Who are these people?
They're Paclids, and they're nothing but determined. In order to get what they want, they said to me.
Did they say what they wanted?
to go.
Oh, they said that they wanted to go.
Go where?
Yeah.
Exactly.
They just said that they look for things to make them go.
Like propulsion systems or something? Or fuel?
So stupid.
Oh, no, but they said that they need a place to go, and they're nothing but determined in order to get there. And they took the... I was with a lieutenant commander, and he went on board, and he said that they told him that they're far away from home. And they wanted information on how they could go again, because right now they can't go. And
they're stuck on the earth?
They are stuck. And we came to assist them.
These fuckers will let him talk all night.
Said that they were smart. They said, we are smart, but they cannot go.
Well, I hope they find a way.
Well, Lieutenant LaForge, he said that he would help them. And once he helped them, they left with the lieutenant.
So what's your question then pertaining to this?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I need to get Lieutenant LaForge back onto the ship. And the captain wants him back as well.
Okay.
Well, I think that's beyond my capabilities or understanding, but I can tell you that I was shown a place in Baja California that they said is an ancient, they call it, the local Kumeyaay Indians call it the Hospital Galactico, which means galactic hospital. They say that it's present beneath the earth.
That's where the captain needs to go, because
it's present beneath the earth. Surgery. And
Dr. Crusher needs to take him there.
Okay. Moving. Thank you for your call, sir. We're going to let you go, okay?
They finally figure out it's an episode of Star Trek. Dumb shit.
All right, sorry about that. Our next caller is Bob from California.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi there. So I had a couple questions about I've been recently trying to contact the Greys. Okay. Are you familiar?
Yes.
So I've been doing these kind of sessions of astral projection throughout the day, using the wake back to sleep method. And I keep encountering this entity, and this entity identifies himself under the name Brad Carter. And this entity, just at first he was kind of almost like a shadow, kind of like a figment. And I always felt like I was chasing after it. But lately, in all of my sessions, instead of me chasing after him, he's been, like, kind of, like, following me through, like, a garden. And he just keeps poking me with a cactus. And I'm just having a hard time understanding what this means. Have you encountered anything like that before?
I can tell you that these beings that come to me are about 10 feet tall.
Oh, Jesus.
And they're violet colored. They're poorly formed. And when I'm meditating, they frequently touch me. They particularly like to touch my cheeks and forehead, nose, neck, arm. They just do that apparently to let me know they're there, but they aren't jerking me with cactus or doing anything that hurts. It's more of a playful type thing.
You would
think
their jizz would be purple, but it's fucking green.
Right, and that's the unusual thing, too, is the cactus isn't, like, it's not a painful sort of sensation. Like, it's almost like the needles are just brushing against my skin.
Okay, well, that's probably a something similar then.
Right, it's very unusual, especially because of this constant recurring theme of the Brad Carter name. Because to me, that name, it doesn't really mean anything. It's just sort of like a generic white guy name, you know? But it seems to have some sort of significance because it just keeps coming back over and over. And it's almost like, when I began this exploration, it was almost like a great discovery. Like, it was something new and exciting, and now it's just like this man with a cactus is just chasing me around and bothering me.
I think I do what it says in the Bible. Just, if you're tired of it, just say, "Get behind me, Satan," or just let it go. Tell him you're tired
of it. Just stop sleeping.
It'll go. Just get the hell out of here.
Right, I understand that, yeah. I don't know. I'm also... Sorry, go ahead.
Really doesn't sound like it's a being of light. If it's doing things like that, following you around, bothering you, and so forth. So
Roy, you dark Satan motherfucker.
Consider surrounding yourself with light and letting it go. Ask for something better to come. Ask for whatever you need to come, and not because there are entities out there that are not necessarily of the light, and I would be concerned that you might...
Oh, shit, Brad Carter's back. He's poking me with a cactus. Oh, cactus, okay. Cactus.
We'll move on.
Oh, my God.
We've had some strange calls here tonight, haven't we, Justin?
Yeah, we have.
I just wonder if that was a joke. Call even.
Yeah. Oh. The past few have been kind of joke calls.
Yeah, I think so.
I apologize for that. The next guy, though, he actually does have a genuine question. I spoke with him briefly. So his name is Whitey from New Jersey.
Hey, Joe. How you doing tonight, guys?
Hey. Okay.
Oh, that's good to hear. I was telling the screener about a problem I was having with the shaman. He's basically stalking me. Now, let me give you the rundown of how this started, and maybe I can get some advice on how to get rid of this guy. I was over at the local McDonald's, and I was using the restroom, and when I was coming out, I accidentally bumped into this character. And, you know, I told him I was sorry, and I don't know if he took offense to it or what the problem was, but he said, you know, "This shall not lay." And I didn't know what he was talking about at the time. You know, I washed my hands and I continued out of the bathroom. Now, over the next, like, week and a half or so, everywhere I go, I see this guy. You know, I'm going down to the laundromat. I'm sitting there doing my laundry. I look out the window. He's across the street. You know, I go down to the Waffle House there. I'm having some breakfast. I look outside. There he is again. I just don't know what to do about this guy. He's all over the place. He said he's going to put some type of a curse or something on me. I don't know much about it. I just don't know what was that. Hello?
What you need to do is to surround yourself with white light. And if you see him or it seems to be bothering you or following him, just ignore it, tell it to get out of there.
Okay.
Whatever you're dealing with is something evil.
I actually went and asked him, why was he doing this? Why are you following me? And he said, I suck your dick. I got these cheeseburgers, baby.
Muted.
All right, sorry about that.
Okay.
I like that for your real call, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm not going to take any more calls tonight because tonight's been being crazy for whatever reason. So, I do apologize.
And they're completely.
Were you getting feedback from me?
Yeah, repeated back from your
own. No.
I know.
I tried to play it off it like it was
this. Well, Ron has a question.
Ron, he's a good caller.
Why? Yeah.
Hello, Ron.
Yes, this is Ron down in Texas.
Hi, how are you doing, Ron?
One of us.
I'm doing well. My goodness, I'm not going to make any strange references to Star Trek episodes. try to forgive them someday, Doctor.
Thank you for using Log Twitter. Goodbye.
That's okay. We're not done. Let's see. What do you think, Dashy? Call his cell phone from his house number? Yeah, all right, I'll do the CID. I'll do his house.
Yeah.
This will be fun.
Fuck yeah. Are you still getting it on my end?
I hear something really faint, but not really. So now we're calling his cell phone as his house.
Oh. Dr. Baltar. Dr. Gaius Baltar.
Hey, the fucking shaman's still after me, man. He's got the cheeseburgers.
What?
Yeah, he's still got the cheeseburgers, man. He's still trying to suck my dick. I need some help. Get the shaman away from me, man.
The shaman.
The shaman's after me again.
I don't know who the shaman is.
Yeah, he keeps bringing the cheeseburgers.
He's a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Who do you think you're talking to? Who are you talking to?
You still on the radio show or what there, pal?
He's a motherfucker, you.
This James?
Yeah, he's a motherfucker, this guy.
Yeah. Like, you doing the show still?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment.
Because you're stupid motherfucker.
I just got in.
You're stupid motherfucker.
The shamans are still after me, buddy.
Oh.
Can I make the sex with you?
Oh.
Hello, you motherfucker.
Is that really him?
I think he's trying to play games with me and shit.
I thought for a second we called someone else entirely.
All right, let's try reversing it there, Tashi. Let's call the house as the cell phone. I think it was someone totally different because he didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
I like how the guy was like, oh, I talked to this guy, he's a legit caller, and it's you.
Oh, yeah.
I gave him my email address.
We should make a fake email account, email him. The shaman's still after me! You won't put the cheeseburgers. Oh, okay.
This is James Renford Powell. Leave a message, please.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, James, the shaman's still after me.
Bitch.
Oh, fuck you, that's the shaman.
bitch.
Oh.
Oh.
He's trying to make me take these cheeseburgers and wrap them around his penis and fucking have a snack.
Oh.
Ah. Oh, my people. Oh. Looks like Dashy's hard at work at something. I see some typing going on.
Hurry up, Dashy.
Yeah, because I got to go get some beers.
Beers.
Yeah, you can get that stuff. What's on your mind tonight? Oh, yeah, that Mongoloid's on.
Mongoloid?
Yeah, he's like the same type of guy.
Is his name Mike?
No, he's a fucking retard.
That's a big Mongoloid name. Mike.
CID. Where should we be from? How about Hawaii?
Yeah.
I had one guy, the black dude, the black Gary Brodsky, basically call me a fucking Samoan just because I was calling from Hawaii.
Oh, I heard that.
You one of those Samoan motherfuckers, aren't you?
I heard that. I heard that. Was good. That was a good one. I gotta pee. Bye.
Yeah. Have a good pee. I have to go get my beers, so I'm not gonna enter the queue yet or give you guys the information. I'm just gonna bring the show up. So give me about 2 minutes just to make a run to the fridge and back.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show. Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, yeah.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes of showtime. Thank you.
Fuck you. Thank you for using
Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All right, I got some more ones. Yeah, that was supposed to start up about 15 minutes ago. Tarot and angel readings. That could be fun. I'll need a reading. Will my cock ever function properly again? Probably not. But we all have to bear our crosses.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Back together how it was, you know, I mean, in a new sense. That's what I got for you. Does that make any sense?
All of a sudden we lost audio. Oh, no, there it is.
All right, Melvin. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope it does help.
God bless you, Melvin, and touch with this hon.
I will. God bless both of you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Hear from me.
You are now in the host queue.
Okay, thank you.
We're hearing doctors. There. Can you see?
Yes. This sound got a little weird there for a second, but you're back.
Yeah, it did sound a little weird, did it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, it was lightning strike, almost.
Wow. Are you playing a radio or a television behind you?
No.
What okay, because I'm like? Rocking background. Okay.
Like the background of the show?
As if there's like a TV behind you, it comes and it goes intermittently, but I don't hear it at this present moment, so we're okay. We can continue on with our callers.
Oh, boy. All right, let's go on. We have a little bit of time. I apologize, friends. Let's go ahead and bring on, who I do believe is, Desmond.
from Ohio.
Okay.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello, Desmond.
Hey. Hey, what's going on? Look, real quick, I have a female friend that, was on the verge of going into a relationship, but, as soon as that happened, the father of her children came back into the picture and she was kind of undecided. Then, long story short, she went back with her father of her children. I guess they're feuding right now, I guess, or they're not talking. So now she's, I guess she realized she made a mistake. So now she's trying to contact me. I mean, so what's her vibration right now? I mean, should I even entertain it or just be nice to her and just keep it moving?
Hi, hon. This is DC. And what the angels are telling me, to let you know that it's safe for you to love. And they're asking that you open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all, which, of course, is love. I don't know if you've been shielding yourself. In other words, you may have been hurt in the past and you don't want to get hurt again. So you sort of have like a, you know, like a shield all around your heart. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
What I'm hearing is, you know, it's your intuitive senses in regard to people. And just keep that heart open, too, you know, to the ones that are kind and the ones that are gentle.
Yeah.
And when you ask the angels to bring in caring people, mm-hmm. they're going to bring in these beautiful, caring people into your life. So just listen to the guidance that you're receiving at the present moment. So just know, you know, it is safe for you to love is what I'm hearing. You just have to be a little playful is the next thing that I'm being told. And in regard to the specific person, I'm hearing that she's worth waiting for.
I heard she's a hoe.
And what they're talking about is divine timing. And you have to wait basically like for the right time. So I don't think it's right at the very, you know, at the moment as we're speaking. And I'm also hearing this is like a soulmate relationship. Is what I'm being shown. Did you feel a connection immediately when you met her?
Yeah, once she had a couple of walls up, but once she, knocked a couple of walls down, I felt, you know, mind, body, soul, relationship, soulmate, yep.
Okay, because I'm hearing it's going to take a little patience, and we have to wait upon her free will choices, is what I'm hearing. Because the angels, they have to step back, and we have to see what she is going to do is what I'm also being shown, you know? And everything is going to have to do with the divine timing, hon. So, I mean, the angels have heard, like, you and in regard to this person, and they're working behind the scenes.
Like a sex machine?
And all I'm hearing is you have to listen and you have to follow your intuition. Even if they guide you in a direction that you're not even, you know, thinking about going in. And your intuition is sort of like, you know, it's sort of like if you see like guide dogs for people, they lead you on the path, you know, and you just have to follow them and trust.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing, please follow your intuition and trust the timing of the relationship. So I'm hearing it is a great relationship, hon,
awesome.
And, you know, divine timing is at work right now in your love life.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just have to wait is what I'm hearing. But I also feel like you're being guided right now to, like, making a decision. And I feel like a lot of fear around you, and you're afraid of making the incorrect choice. And I'm hearing, like, whatever this decision is, it's stopping you from moving forward, you know, basically on the next step of your life's journey. So you need to just, you know, you need to spend a little time, you know, with yourself and allow yourself to grow.
Yeah.
And that's what the angels are showing me, hon. And they're saying, you know what, you're never going to make a wrong choice because all the paths do lead to the same place.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a matter of time. And you have to go with what you feel good about, like what you feel more secure about. And whatever leads you, like, to the greatest joy, the greatest happiness, then that's the right path for you. And I'm hearing, please let go of the fear that you have and just move forward. And the angels are saying they feel it's a time for change.
Saying quit being a bitch.
And they are guiding you to move ahead.
Alpha,
does that make any
sense? GaryBrodsky.com.
Yes.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much. I'm going to turn you over right now to Brian because we have a really short show this evening.
Okay.
And thank you so much, and keep in touch.
Come on. All right. Yeah, Desmond, thank you. And the cards that I got for you, it's going to be a quick reading, brother, but this is what I got for it. I got the fire card, an elements card. It's power, consuming, passion, purification. And maybe encouraging you to find your power and your passion to use them wisely, for fire can burn and destroy as easily as it can warm and create.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So, but there is something you have to do.
Get your dick wet, buddy.
The second card is the wall card. It's a simple card. It's boundaries, separation, privacy.
Really? Is that what a wall does?
Are there walls, unnecessary walls in your life preventing something positive from happening? Are you in need of a wall to protect you from somebody else? It appears that this does go with what you were talking about. The yin-yang is the third card, perfect balance, dynamic tension. And this is what I see is what can happen. It can.
Do
if you have drawn this yin-yang card,
I know where you live, motherfucker.
This will soon come into balance for you.
The angels told me.
You hear me okay?
Despite the opposing forces that exist, okay? So I hope that helps out. All right, I appreciate your advice. Thanks for the insight. I'll let you go to the other callers.
And thank you for calling.
All right, you have a great night. Let us know how it goes.
Yes, let us know, hon. Thank you.
My friends, you're listening to Simplicity. We have a very little bit of time. If you'd like to call in, you better do it now to hear the rest of the show. 646-478-3271. Let's go ahead and bring on the 832 area code local. What is your name?
Hi, Brian. That's Jordan.
Hi.
Hi,
hey, Jordan. How's it going? Oh, okay.
Hey, Jordan, you fucking
horse.
Well, I know I talk about spirits and stuff usually, but I've been having a dilemma lately. My husband once travels for his job, and he always wants me with him, or then there's times he yells at me that he wants me to go to work, and I've had jobs that
because he's cheating
like,
on you,
don't
bitch.
Work out very well for me that I stay at, and then I'm
I want
like,
you to leave
where
so
do I need?
Fuck
I just don't know what my life path is and what I need to do. I'm confused.
He's having sex with somebody in your bed.
Okay, Jordan, this is DC, hun. And while you were discussing like what was going on, I'm seeing the angels and they're talking about family. And what they're saying, you know, it's normal for families to have disagreements from time to time.
Really?
And like when this does happen, the lesson is to take with you is you have to take the lesson with you, in other words, and that's how you're going to heal. And this is going to prevent future
conflict.
She's
talking about domestic violence. She needs
and
to take the lesson.
And the angels are saying,
hon,
for you it's time to release. I feel like, you know, you're really hurt and you're holding on to these feelings. And the angels are saying, you know what, please choose harmony instead today. They're asking you, like, starting today, approach your loved ones with kindness and
yeah,
compassion.
She says the angels are saying she has an oversized clit.
And then when you approach them with that kind of attitude, it's gonna help shift their attitude as well. And the angels are saying by choosing peace over drama, you're going to create what they call a healing vortex. And allow all your family issues to be healed so that you're going to have, like, a brighter, stronger, and happier tomorrow. And I'm also hearing that your loved ones that are in heaven watching over you, they're going to bring you great strength as well.
Now,
and they're
how do you
sending
know that?
You their love
from my reading,
the other
her relatives
side,
are in hell looking
and they're
up.
Wishing only the best for you. And I'm just hearing, like, please make an effort, you know, and try to see this, like, from a different perspective.
Okay, so her relatives are saying make
like,
an effort.
Approach
you're
it
fucking
with compassion,
lazy. You're a lazy
and
fat
it's going to help heal the whole situation. So I hope that made a little bit of sense to you.
Labia looks like pork chops stuck to your legs.
God bless you, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Brian because we have a short evening tonight.
Yeah, keep repeating that.
Okay.
Bri, do you have anything for Jordan?
I do. The first card is awesome. It's the artistry card. Skills, creativity, self-expression, craft. This may where you need to go, what you're into.
That just happened to pop up.
The artistry card is here to maybe ask you to look at or embrace your own artistic sense, however that manifests in your life. Is there a creative impulse that you have, that you just need
to get
out?
Can I do this one?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
The second card I pulled is a power card.
Oh, no, man, they haven't asked for any.
Food, indulgence, richness,
pleasure, superfood.
If it appears for you, maybe time to indulge yourself. Consider treating yourself to something that will give you a pleasurable and healthy boost. The third card is the key card. It's a power card. You unlock access. There's a solution. The key can also be a symbol for finding a solution to a problem. I'm not even going to show you. This is basic right here. Just free yourself. Do exactly what you like to do. Picture it, or any kind of artistry skills, the ghostly stuff that you're into, and it just that's what I'm getting for that, and it will unlock what you're supposed to be doing.
And Brian, could I really add something? I want to add something like really, really fast. Everybody seems to be going through similar situations, like right now where there's conflict here and there and everything. And I was given this by spirit, by the Ascended Masters. I don't know if you have ever heard, it's called the Ho'oponopono prayer. And what that means is to make it right. And this is an ancient Hawaiian practice of forgiveness and reconciliation. And it's a very simple prayer. All it is you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And what it does, it just helps to clear the situation. We're cleansing, we're purifying, we're releasing, and we're removing. And basically, what we are doing is we're getting rid of those blocks and those like negative vibrations, and we're bringing in pure light. So it's very simple. It's just, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And you say that until the feelings of negativity release, and it actually helps to heal the situation. So I
and
hope
it's beautiful because you're just saying that you're saying that to anything, yourself,
to any
the higher
kind
being,
of,
whatever.
Yeah,
you want.
Anything that comes up that has like a negative vibration or feeling around it, it's just I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, and it works for everything. It just removes like the negative energy, and if it's a person, you could say it for a person that has like something going on in their life, and it actually helps to heal that person.
Jordan, I hope that is awesome for you.
That was.
Oh, thank you, hon. Just like, please, write that down and say it daily, a few times a day. And notice how when you say it, you're going to get to the point where it's going to just feel so beautiful and you're not going to have any feelings around it. And then you will know that you've, transmuted that negative energy.
I definitely will.
Well, thank you, and God bless.
Thank you for calling in, dude.
Please call in again and let us know how you're doing, hon.
I will. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We're about to leave our lifetime, friends. Those in chat, please call in. 646-478-3271. You can find DC Love. Where can we find you, DC Love?
Well, you know what? You could find me here, of course, I hope, right? On Tuesday nights?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping to be here. And like I said, I just started a new endeavor, and I'm really, really excited. And it's Crystal Angel Healing is the name of the show, and it's on Blog Talk, and it's with the Bel Esprit Network. And it's just a bunch of, blessed, wonderful people that want to help others. I just feel so wonderful to, to be there with them. And I'm also on Double Trouble, and that's Monday nights, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's at Paramania Radio, so it's a different venue.
It's fun to go all out.
Sure.
Yeah, no, that's fun. It's fun. Cece is wonderful. Been doing her, being, been on the show for a while, and I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. So thank you.
I'm just thankful to help. When I feel like I could help, you know, it's just for me, it's a blessing.
All right, friends, if you like the show, please go to Facebook.com and /Simplicity Radio and like us. Follow us here. Check out the website, Simplicity Radio, as well. Moving on to our next caller, all the way from Hawaii.
Right. How do you like that? Wow.
Hello.
Beautiful Hawaii.
Hello.
What is your name?
Hello.
Oh, hey. How are you doing?
This is
Lee. Hi, this is Lee. How are you?
Hi, Lee. I was wondering, did I pronounce that correctly? Ho'oponopono?
Yes, that's it. Actually, you did pretty good.
Thank you. I am prayer?
Yeah. Well, look, you only have a few minutes left. I wanted to get the card reading, just the three cards.
Sure. You know what? I'm going to give you a card reading. And what I'm seeing around you, hon, I'm getting like Archangel Ariel is coming, and I'm seeing a lot of strength. And that you have a lot of inner strength.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck yeah. I'm going to fuck that nigga up.
If you have to release some kind of a judgment, hon, I'm feeling that like there's, they're talking about forgiveness and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know what they're telling me, to know that you're stronger than you even realize, and you can handle the situation that's at hand. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, please don't try, like, don't try to... gentleness, okay? And what they're telling me, the strength that this situation is calling for...
Thank you,
talk.
Did he?
He needs all that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
he's all right.
Donor.
Thank you for using Blog. Goodbye.
Oh yeah, buddy. I already changed the caller ID to his number, so now we're calling back as his cell phone number.
Yeah.
Your show is scheduled to start in 23 hours, 27 minutes.
Oh, fuck. So if we were already on the line, we were good.
Scheduled showtime.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay, well, fuck it. We'll call his cell phone.
Just because I was saying, oh, God. I meant to say ODC, oh yeah. And then I was going to like cast cards against them, like Magic the Gathering, but they didn't. She kept talking shit. I kept trying to stop her going.
We're just waiting for the color.
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Brian Trabig. Ugh.
The fuck was that?
Pervert.
Yeah. You should, like, go jump off a cliff for leaving that fucking voicemail. You are an asshole. And a cocksucker motherfucker. And, yeah.
Ugh.
I don't get that. I don't know why he would fucking do that. But apparently he's a fucking moron.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. Or the, hello? Oh, ha, 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 ha. This is not me. I'm not here.
Yeah. That's gotcha. Oakman thinks that's funny.
Oh, I got another show. Let's see here. I'll just leave the caller ID the same. Oop, I about CID didn't see a call on it. Pray for your marriage.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Relationships. We are praying for our marriages
I mean, crap.
You are now in the host queue.
Break the stronghold. It could be a stronghold of unemployment.
This is sloth. Sorry, anybody with Ebola. Yeah. God is busy fixing marriages.
Maybe when you came into the marriage, you really organized your life.
It's the poo poo.
Paid their bills on time, but when they got married, it's like all hell broke loose. You were in so much debt, the electricity was being cut off, and it was hard for her because this is not the life that she lived. You know, and after 3 years, and, you know, we had prayed and prayed, and I said, you know what, honey, I think you need to fast now because we are praying and nothing seems to be changing, but it's amazing. They both began fasting. That spirit of debt was destroyed. That spirit of lack and scarcity was destroyed. They found out later it was a generational curse on the family side. You know, you have money, but you just seem to have so many bills and just, you know, just an attack on your finance.
And you're on noose?
I'm saying this, singles, married, if there's a struggle you're dealing with, maybe you or your fiancé or your husband and wife, you know, remember Jesus told the disciples, this kind does not come out except by prayer and by fasting. Listen, if the devil people can fast as a sign for marriages to end up in separation and in divorce, what about we, God's people? Then we need to fast even to uphold the marriages, for our marriages to be strong and godly and loving. And it is our great passion for we, the body of Christ, to be an example. It is so devastating, you know, for people in the world to be divorcing. We in the church are divorcing them. Who is the light? You know, who's going to be the example? Who is going to make a difference? So I've spoken for the last 40 minutes. I wanted to open it up. You might be here and you're like, my God, I've never heard anything like this. Well, I've never done a program
last 40 minutes.
But after the phone call I got today and the two situations I told you about, it's really, really fitting. We as believers, then we need to see that the enemy is not playing. So, this time, we ask our dear Pastor Nathan. Thank you so much for facilitating on behalf of Uko. Pastor, do we have any calls?
Yes, we do, ma'am. Good evening, everybody. That was a very good teaching. Let me say that you've laid a very good groundwork there. So we are going to go to the phones now. We have somebody calling in from...
Hello?
We have somebody calling in... Hi, good evening. Welcome to the show. Could you please tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Dwight, and I'm here with my partner, Cross. We like to do a lot of ass fucking. Is that godly enough for you? We like to fuck all over the place. And we make the shit and the fuckings.
Okay, we are going to move on to another call. Somebody else calling on area code 248, the last four digits 4655. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. This is Dr. Gaius Baltar. I'm calling from Caprica City.
Welcome. Could you please, your name again, please?
Dr. Gaius Baltar.
Okay.
Yes, and...
Please go ahead with your question to Prophetess.
What?
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
No, I hear that. Put it on. Hurry.
Blog Radio. Like, you are now in the host queue.
I actually speak a sermon now, and I have met a woman who's been with me from the very beginning, before the nukes hit, and she's followed me all the way from the Battlestar Galactica to the
to Colonial One, to New Caprica City, and now to our safe haven. And I want to know if there is a chance for, even though we are a different species, you know, human and Cylon, if we can get along together.
Sir, if I can understand your question, you're saying you're from different nations?
We're different species. She's a Cylon, and I'm human.
What do you mean she's a Cylon?
She's a Cylon. She's not from the 12 colonies.
Pastor, maybe you can help me. I'm not understanding the question.
Can you? Okay, first of all, sir, let me ask you to get off your speakerphone because we can't hear you very properly. Could you please
maybe
do that?
Maybe because you have a banana phone, you fucking prick.
What?
Okay. The enemy is upset with you, woman of God. This is a very sensitive subject. This is a very sensitive subject. That's fine. area code 602, last four digits 4587. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name's Ron. Those callers, that was really inappropriate of them. This is a godly show, and I just don't really appreciate people doing it. I just wanted to say that first of all. Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, but I've had a problem with my wife recently. She, you know, everything's good in certain ways. Like, you know, the sex is good. Like, we get along all right most times, but I feel like she doesn't respect me. You know, like she calls me Ben Chode and Mother Chode a lot. You understand?
Okay, so how long have you been married, sir?
14 years now, coming up.
Okay, do you have, like, people you're accountable to? Because one of the things we're doing... Encourage couples just to have people who can speak into their lives.
Yeah, but she calls me Gandhi. Says Gandhi and Uttapada. Do you know what those mean?
No, and please don't go graphic on the show because we have, you know, people. Yes, please don't.
Okay.
And have you? Have
also
you?
Fan of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Myself.
Okay.
I read the Bible when I fuck her filthy cunt and I lick her asshole and I pull my dick out and ejaculate all in her face and just come and come and come.
Can you take him off, Pastor, please?
Did you say you wanted to do this one?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
No, we're not going to take calls.
It's a sensitive subject, woman of God, and I think the enemy, like they say, the enemy won't just let us go. This is important, like you said. The devil is fighting the family. The devil is fighting everything good. let me just ask a question about, you know, there are some of these phrases that go on in life where one of the common ones is that God helps those who help themselves. Now, using that that word, there's also another one relating to what you have discussed. People say, there's this common phrase where people say, Pastor Mwaka, broken engagement is better than divorce. How would you respond to a person like that?
You know, you see, because marriage is a covenant, man of God, and it is for life. And so, even though, of course, a broken engagement, it is devastating to both.
I'm not going to take any more calls, but I got
notions.
Yeah. That would have been the perfect one to fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
But, yeah, I got this girlfriend, you know, but I grew up in West Philadelphia, born and raised. All right, let's try this one. What's on your mind? Well,
that guy's Baltar is awesome. I love that, George. I have 4 episodes left in Battlestar Galactica to the finale. I'm excited.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
XYZ is the one that pretends to be George.
We need to really educate ourselves. We need to look at the real picture. No, Bolton has not given us anything. We thought it was. Bolton was a trick because we never control any political party in this country. Never control any political party. And you don't have two parties. You got the Democrat.
You are now in the host queue.
And you got the spot. And both of them will not have played at any point in time. So this thing that we call the only thing that you have.
I'm going to ask a question then.
Come on.
And Miss Head, I'm going to ask.
Come on with it.
What are you saying? Do you not vote at all?
I've been voting since 1970. But I only vote for two people. I vote for Malcolm X and Dr. King.
So you hadn't voted since then?
No, I said I vote every election. I've been voting.
But he writes Malcolm X in.
I've been voting for 40-some years.
But wasting his vote.
Yeah, so essentially you're not voting.
Yeah. I'll put Bill Cosby then.
I never voted. I said I've been voting for Dr. King and Malcolm X.
I vote for Carrot Top.
Well, I vote every
but
year
they
that
not
I vote.
But they not on the docket, is they?
I vote for Jesus.
They don't have to be on the ballot because I have the right to write in my own candidate of my choice.
Did she say they're not on the docket?
Yeah. They're not being arraigned today.
That's because what I'm trying to show you is that is all.
Of course I vote.
That is all voting is a right and a privilege. It doesn't give you, as a black person, any kind of power in America.
But it does give white people power.
Yeah.
Unless you give them $10 million.
Ooh, somebody just broke some dishes.
Things on for sure. Most definitely.
That's why I'm complaining about
the gays and all of that, but the gays put their money where their mouth is, and that's why they're fighting to get to legalize gay marriage across the country, and it will happen. It will happen because they are persistent and they are determined, and they have the money and the time and the people behind them.
No.
You want to talk about unity coming together?
They have, like I was just telling you, they have this year. They have a weekly salary. They raise money just like a preacher in the pulpit. When they donate everything, it goes into one account for their agenda. Until we start setting up that structure, then they look up and say, hey, that's $20 million over here. Oh, where you get that from? Well, we coming together to you with this agenda here. Then you start buying from. Until that happens, we're not going to do anything. We can talk all day, and I hear you. I love your program and stuff. The thing I say, last time I checked, and I consider myself free. And when I say free, I say mentally I'm free. Not change my mind because I see the struggle with my brothers when I go to my neighborhood. Until we start putting money together, then we have an agenda. Until that money don't come together, you don't have no agenda.
Well, I mean,
talk all day.
When you go to Lions, Malcolm has spoken about that. So, I mean, the blueprint has already been laid. So we know that. So what does it take? Okay.
It's when you start setting up, you say, okay, we're going to set up a law. This is, we're going to get the bylaws. So if they come in and want to check out, we already set up the UCC. UCC come in one, come go. We already set up. So now when you come in here, hey, we're a trust. We are our own nation, within the nation, like the Indian doing right now. So until someone can sit down, because I'm having
to get off their fucking speakerphone.
Sure.
Write it to structure it up to get the
Was he trying to bust out a rep to get
why they can raise so much money, and they say, okay, we're going to do our money the way we want to do our money.
So we just shit their pants.
Why we don't put stuff in our own? Just to teach kids.
He stopped mid-sentence like shit his pants.
We don't need to be going after them. We need to just sit out like the Greenwood District. Like the people in Atlanta in 1906. You got the Rosewood District down in Florida. They didn't go there and
Peckerwood, motherfucker.
Put their money together and start building their own. But then once somebody start building something, I don't want to do that because such and such such got more money than me. We start looking at him with one eye.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Oh my god!
I have no right to question what he do because I'm not even old enough.
I want to get on just tell this motherfucker to shut the fuck up.
Right.
One of the things when we talk about organizing, and I'm listening to the brother, he's very astute on that point about what we need to do for ourselves. One of the things that hinder us as a people is that we do not understand the law of reciprocity. And I
talk about
the thing with truck drivers and how you can teach brothers, because I got an apprenticeship program going right now where I'm teaching brothers how to paint and how to do contracting work, because I live in an area, and it's sad to say this, that is 69%, it's almost like services, is 69% African American, and 99.5% of the businesses is owned by Caucasians. Okay, and I'm trying to show these brothers that all this federal money, and I didn't have to work because I'm retired. I'm trying to show them that all this federal money that comes through this area in the form of grants or whatever, they have access to this money.
Access?
Have to understand the mentality of a slave mind. And I think that's where you get it. You have to understand the mentality.
Oh, motherfucker.
And a slave mind will continue to induce things that are not progressive to a people unless they're slave-minded people.
That's right.
See, and we can talk about black businesses from here to tomorrow.
All day long. But if you got that slave mind...
Are you going to understand the law of reciprocity and spend your money with me? See, the only money we got,
right?
The only power that we really have is our ability to spend money. They have placed us in a position of being consumers.
Consumers instead of producers like we once were.
Right. So... when you're trying to show these brothers how to drive trucks, and you're trying to show these brothers how to be progressive, it is that slave mind. Right. Then you got to get that slave mind right, because guess what? You be rocking up a tree that you can't deal with, because that's
going up against a brick wall.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, change the mindset. How many people going to spend money with me? How many people going to be adamant about spending money with me?
Not me.
How many people even care about spending money with me?
Uh-huh.
See, when you change that mindset, then we can stand together and we can say, guess what? We got something to work with.
Yeah.
See, but right now, if I open up a business in any town, black America.
A business.
Thing that the Negro, and I call them Negroes because that's what they are, they will question my price.
Mm-hmm.
They will question why. Well, you know, James over there, his watermelon is two for a dollar.
why is your watermelons $2 a piece?
Right. That's a good question.
Okay. And it's the same thing that Dr. Cottage Wilson said in the Miseducation of the Negro. We have the mentality to think that the white man's life is older than the black man's life. Right. And until we get rid of that mentality and understand the mentality of racism and white supremacy, we'll never be able to do for ourselves. Because we always got that mentality that, that the white man's ice is colder than the black man's ice.
Because it is.
My hair looks better than my hair.
It does.
Everything, everything is better.
Everything about that, everything about, yeah, everything about that European puts me in
and,
a love.
And they say, I don't want a black lawyer. I don't want a black
you know?
Lawyer.
And I don't want to
let
the doctor. I used to hear
well, most black lawyers are sellouts. You look at the one that's representing them, these people down in Ferguson right now.
Oh,
what is he? Yeah, see, we have to call spades spades instead of calling spades diamond. Everybody in here don't see a deck of cards. When you put a spade up, it don't look like an ace of diamond.
Hey, when this is what I'm saying about Ferguson. All them people came to the young kid's funeral.
Right. For sure.
Okay. Now,
that's what they
now,
came there for.
They came for the funeral. Tom, Jordan, Spike Lee, everybody. Everybody down there, they showcased word.
Boy, word. I gotta go.
Right. All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on. Big hugs and kisses to Mr. Carlito.
They say, you know what,
blessing us with his presence tonight.
We're gonna put another instead of $172,000 now they raised from right. Do you know they raised in 2 days almost $350,000 for that office?
Yep. Because he didn't do it.
Right now the figure is at $400,000. That's how much money they got for his
less than a week.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Here's my case in point when you were talking about why do they watch TV. If we're not teaching them about the different messages, about subliminal messages,
right?
And this is where they come in at, this is how they can keep us paralyzed and think like everything is better, because they teach us through subliminal, they teach us through signals, they teach us through signs, they teach us through media. Because if you tell somebody, like if I had a child right now and said, if I had a red block and a yellow block, and I grew up and say the red block is yellow, that's yellow, man, but it's red, he going to grow up thinking that this red block is yellow. And
that's right.
Red.
The
so,
fuck?
Subliminal, you can talk all day until we just start breaking down the subliminal messages that's through media that they sent to us. Then we can understand why we can come out as a slave. Because my grandfather taught me this right here. He said, so let me tell you something. He said, when a person shows who you they are the first time, not no second, third, second, fourth. He said the first time. So I ain't growing up. What do you mean by the first time?
First time.
So when I businesses and start doing my landscaping, start doing my trucking, they always want to question how much I'm going to get paid if I do this. How much you going to... They ain't never asked. I said, well, go on. The first time they asked me that question, well, go on, brother. I said, you ain't ready for me right now. Because what I got going on here, you ain't ready for it.
Ain't ready for him because they want to know how much the motherfucker's going to charge?
Dude, we give them 2 minutes really? Chances to come back into the camp. So once they still see you rolling, still got
only a dumb motherfucker would contract somebody to do some work without getting an estimate out of them.
Yeah, you ready now, huh? Oh, man, you've been doing it, but you missed 5 years. Once time is gone, you can't get it back.
That's
so
right.
I teach my son right now about these videos. I don't try to stop him from playing video games and so on and so forth. I sit there and watch him and see what kind of games he's
I would
playing.
Hope they're going to take calls. We've been sitting on the fucking line unless they just want to get two people in there and then argue all night.
Okay. And then I also tell them when I sit there and watch it, I say, let me tell you about these subliminal messages they show you. To try to dumb you down.
That's right.
But he asked me, he said, Dad, well, how you know this? I said, man, I ain't want to have this talk with you, but I had to have this talk with you.
So now he's 11 years old. He understands it by subliminal messages.
Yeah, I bet he does.
He is that. That's it. That is something that's done since with that letter was by how to enslave black folks. That's how you do it. We're not teaching them how to overcome subliminal message. That's why they want to go get their hair like that, their nails down, because they see it on TV.
You know, I'm glad you brought that point up because, see, we live in an age of technology, and we can't even understand why we the only dumbasses, excuse my language, to buy the most Xboxes on the place of the planet.
Xbox.
We buy, I mean, grown men.
Yeah.
Grown men. Me and my wife sitting in Walmart one day doing Christmas time. And watch how many women, grown women, buy Xboxes for grown boyfriends to sit at home and play a damn Xbox.
There's nothing fucking wrong with that.
I'm not talking about children, man.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, girl, I got to get this for my man. I got to get him an Xbox. The Negro needs a job. He needs some skills.
He's going to get them skills and achievements. I'm Madden, motherfucker.
Yeah, he damn sure do sitting at home. He got a whole lot of skills sitting at home while she go to work. He got most skills in the family. Yeah, he's sitting at home playing Xbox, and she's somewhere slaving and working, and then she's going to wait Christmas time. She's going to go right down there to the store, and that's something else we need to cut out. We need to cut out Christmas. Same thing I said about school clothes. Unless the child outgrew the clothes, they don't need no school clothes. We're the only people on the face of the planet.
Sounds like a cheap motherfucker now.
Wait till August to say we got to go and buy $500 worth of school clothes. See, white people buy $500 worth of educational equipment.
Your shoes falling apart? Duct tape can't fix it, motherfucker? Get a roll.
They buy stocks and bonds. They teach their children how to buy stocks and bonds.
Look at
it. I learned about stocks and bonds when I was 16 years old. I took a class.
Oh.
And it just really integrated the school back in 1970. And the one with two
these fucking ladies, they do not like Dwight. I'll tell you that right now. We're going to disconnect this one.
I took one called personal finance. I took another class called business law. I was 16 years old, and one class I had three Negroes, and the other class I had one Negro. See, we don't take classes like that. It's not important to us
until we start bringing in forms that have.
Actually, go ahead and hang up for me if you could.
Because everybody's not going to go to a certain place and say, look, we're going to teach finance this month. So next month, we're going to teach about understanding subliminal messages. This month here, we're going to teach about, until we start having agendas, because I was a traveling man, you understand? And I understand I got out of it for the simple fact that this ain't no get out of jail card. This is somebody that really that's teaching. What secrets are you hiding? You ain't got no damn secret. You know? So when I started traveling.
Did you kill it for me, Dashie? Something happened. Is it going to start beeping at me telling we're losing shit? Maybe that was them that just lost their shit. They may have went nuts. Oh, hang on. We got a connection issue with the Dashie machine, but I did find a show. you guys may have remembered I called him and said that I think that was the first instance of the Field Negro Rapist name. But it was for these ladies. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, it's the Field Negro Rapist. And this lady went on like a 5-minute rant at the end of her show, like just fucking going crazy. And I'll give you the info in just a second. I'm, doing some magic. Mr. Dashy's got us back. Of Dashy Machines Incorporated. But yeah, they do not like Dwight.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Oh, snap.
I don't, bitch, you can say what you want. Just don't.
We're now in the host queue.
You want me to do some fuckery. I'm going to do the fuckery if you got to do the fuckery.
Okay,
if you
want to lie. I'm actually done.
Tina?
I'm done.
Yeah.
I said what I had to say.
Come on, Joy.
Yeah, I got to work in the morning.
Kimmy, I'm not, me too. And I'm not going to sit here and I yell with her ass. I said what I had to say, bitch. Not you, bitch. I said what I had to say. Don't be making up shit if you don't want me to make shit up about you. If you don't want me to say your ass is a fucking mess, don't say my ass got 6 kids and shit.
Ooh, what the fuck are we walking to?
What the fuck is that about? So if you're going to do the fucking
Zelina is back on. Gina?
Yes.
So can you two agree to just let bygones be bygones?
It is a fuckery group.
Hello?
I don't have no problem with this bitch. It's just, you know what? It's a fuckery group.
Yo. Hello?
Hello?
Bitch, get that track phone together. God damn.
Bitch, mine ain't got no fucking track phone. Anybody fucking answer
me. Whatever.
Dumb bitch.
Fuck
out of here.
Dumb bitch. You the dumb
anyway,
bitch.
Anyway, first of all, my eyebrows are real. I fill them in with a pencil.
How the
second
fuck
of
is
all,
that real
there's
bitch?
There's nothing wrong with
lying.
Filling in with a pencil if I do have to fill them in.
Oh, my
you
God.
Obviously feels hurt.
Gina Lee,
does
let
too.
The woman's eyebrows live.
Third of all, bitch, you're talking about live. I said you went too far. Hold on, bitch. I'll let you talk. Can I please talk? Hold on. Oh, my God. This so
you didn't let me do shit, bitch. I just talked. You ain't let me do shit, bitch.
Anyway,
I just talked, okay? So fuck
you. Please shut the fuck up when motherfuckers real people are talking. Bitch, sit down and sit in the kennel and shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Did you shut the fuck up, hoe?
You fucking dog face ass.
Your
fuck
fucking
out of here.
Man
said, fuck
face.
Get
all them dudes. Said your ass looks like a
and
fucking man. And you mad at fucking me.
He
mad at they ass. Not at me.
He
mad at
they
ass. Fucking man face bitch. He mad at they ass. Man fucking man face bitch.
So get the fuck out of here with that shit. Third of all, you still didn't post no fucking degree. Bitch, you still didn't post no ring, no mirror license, no nothing.
I posted my fucking degree and my
text. You want me to post my whole life, though, for your satisfaction, bitch, to make you feel some type
of
way.
I told
first
you to do the high school diploma challenge.
You said, you hold on, you said I got
to
shake my ass in some face and not get paid.
Ho.
Bitch, I can look this bitch up on the internet and watch her video and not pay her. So what are you talking about? Like, you don't even make no sense and everything you're saying doesn't add up.
I posted my high school diploma.
Then,
first of all,
hold on, like, you see how she just talking over me, y'all? Like, this is so disrespectful.
Not a goddamn thing.
This is ridiculous. That's why I can't talk to dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Blog Talk Radio caller, who is this?
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Dwight, ma'am.
808, who is this?
Hello,
this is what?
My name is Dwight. How you doing tonight, ma'am?
I'm fine.
Hey, put me on this dude.
Now, who is this?
My name is Dwight.
Dwight. Yeah, okay.
Dwight, you sound like a bitch.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
What the fuck you mean with the fuck?
Bring any nigga to the table, nigga, and I'll take them to have your ass looking
are
dumb and dirty like
are
the
we being serious, bitch? You
got
your clothes
off,
and you still
you
can't
wish
get
I look like the man. You still can't look at my pictures in the fucking face and red with envy, bitch.
Effort,
fuck out of here. Oh, don't claim some bitches' kids.
I'm shitting on your fuck ass effortlessly, you prostitution bitch.
So what are you going to post that to me, though? That's all I want to know.
How the fuck are you going to talk about Joy when your ass get arrested for fucking prostitution? For real?
Yo, I feel like I'm on a chat line talking to a fucking retard. Like, I just hit
no, bitch, you the fucking retard. You the fucking hoe ass retard, bitch.
Why you ain't in the bed with your kids, though? Like, it's 11 o'clock at night.
And it's 12 o'clock at night. Why the fuck aren't you working? Why
is that over here, bitch? Where your kids at?
Fucking hoe ass bitch.
Where your kids at, baby? It's 12:10. The quiet storm is about to be over. The quiet storm is about to be over. You don't need them. I'm telling you, where your kids at? Bitch, where your kids at right now? Get it together.
My husband and my kids are all in their bed, bitch. That's what they are.
You're a grown-headed ass bitch. You know why you belong in the Flintstones. That little dinosaur that was pulling the cart with the little string.
Your ass is like a shocky-faced bitch. All them dudes said you like dudes, and I think you mad at me.
I'm like,
go ahead. You're mad at my bitch.
You mad at my mom. No, you need to be mad at America for letting your ass come over here. That's what you need to be, bitch. You need to be mad at America.
I made your fucking ass post your birth certificate for real, bitch.
I posted my birth certificate because you kept saying that I was a man. That's why I did it, bitch. Because you're a man. You said I was a man and you're a liar. So that's why
no,
I did
bitch,
that. First of all,
you said you are not a
man.
I posted my birth certificate because you kept lying and saying that I was a man.
And clearly, you said I'm not, and I never was. I don't have to lie to you. I ain't going to lie to Gina. I'm going to lie to nobody on the internet, bitch. That's your role. You know what I'm saying?
You look like a fucking man. That's why you fabricate your life on Facebook.
Fucking whore, you ain't nothing but a dirty fucking skank.
Yeah.
Hang on. There's no way they'd know.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire, you are now in the host queue.
You know what? I'm going to post the outfit that I got on or in that picture, and I want you to post that prostitution charge that I have. We're going to do it trade for trade. Because, bitch, you ain't getting none of my money because you're raggedy as fuck. I won't pay for your fucking videos or your pictures, you fucking stink-ass fucking bitch. Fuck out of here.
How the fuck are you making money?
Hold on, man.
Tell me, how the fuck
shit.
Are you making money,
hoe?
For real.
I don't have to work every day, dude. Yeah, and you're the best mother in the world, though, right? But you've been on Facebook all day with me too, bitch. So what does that say about you, bitch? You ain't got no job, bitch. You ain't got no life. Your husband should be beating your ass, bitch, because you need to be sitting here sucking his dick and taking care of them kids. You fucking lousy ass bitch.
Fuck out of here. You the lousy ass bitch.
Okay, so I guess y'all must have forgot that chemistry was running the show. So if I call you, if I say ladies, and you don't stop talking, I'm going to mute you. And I don't really care who upset about it, neither. You can put me on the wall, and we'll handle it that way. But y'all got to have some kind of order in this show. And I'm not going to be hollering because I'm not going to bed with this folks trying to get y'all shit together. So next person I'm going to bring
First of all, I needed me a co-host, okay? So my co-host is my man, and Alex is on the line. So if he pops in,
yeah.
That's my co-host, okay? So don't ask who it is. It's Alex, okay? All right. The next person I'm going to bring on the line is Elle. Hey, my Elle.
Hey, Kimmy.
How you feel?
I have a headache. Really, for real, for real. I have a headache.
You too?
Because
yeah,
this is
it got kind of messy there. I was trying to answer the calls in the back, and they just they went totally left with it. Like,
that's all right. Let them go left, though. Bring them back home. Okay.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so I do want to address their whole issue. Like, with God,
okay.
I wasn't in here about these bogus-ass shoes. As I said last night, Gina will go for 6 days and seven nights with a motherfucker on the post. I seen her in the Cali Alley, and she's annoying as fuck. You say your piece, let the shit go. Just let it go. But these bitches is like chatty-ass bitches. All these bitches on the line talking about they got these real lives, but they going back and forth for days with a bitch. Like, how stupid did that sound? So then I'm going to address the whole fuckery group. Fuckery is completely different than made up bullshit. Now, y'all, if I heard correctly, y'all started calling her a man first.
I have a new show to call, and he's a regular, and my singing is fucking spectacular. Let's see here. Boom. Boom! Goes dynamite.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press at any time. You are now in the host queue.
It was outlawed by various countries within the United Nations, but there were some countries who did not agree with the ban because it was not a global ban. Technically, some countries will use it. They just choose not to because it can poison the shit out of the populace.
And I blame the Greeks. That's what I blame.
Oh, now what?
Hey,
is
am I open on the Greeks for?
Mike, we're done. Mike, I'm telling you, he's out to get you Greeks. I'm telling you right now.
We dance. The Greeks, they dance. You want extra tzatzikis? I'll give you extra tzatzikis.
I'm confused. What's what? Greek
cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Pepsi, no Coke.
Pepsi,
no Coke.
No Coke, Pepsi.
Hey,
yeah.
What is 7-Up?
Shit.
Only in America. Only in America, my friend. Wow, my board just lit up like a Christmas tree. Damn.
Okay, the Hague Conventions, it was part of a Geneva Protocol, and it was the League of Nations was involved with it. Under the Hague Conventions in the early 1900s, it prohibited the use of asphyxiating, I'm reading it, poisonous or other gases, and analogous liquids, materials, and devices, and bacteriological methods of warfare. But it was regarding warfare. George is right. So it was, and then later it says later treaties did cover all of these aspects because it didn't cover anything about production, storage, or transfer. But later on it did cover that stuff in the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention and the 1993 Chemical Weapons Convention. A number of countries submitted reservations on becoming parties to the Geneva Protocol, but so it was covered, but it was war related. But you know, it's interesting. I mean, they had the Hague Convention, the first one, I forget when it was, in the 1800s, late 1800s, and then again in 1907, didn't stop them from using the gas in World War One, did it?
No, not really.
No, that was a big thing. It was like, are you kidding? It
reminds us, you know, if we don't learn from the mistakes of our past, we're doomed to repeat.
I'll tell you, I just, I, I found a gas shell from a 75 millimeter French World War One artillery round, complete. And I found it in an antique shop upstate. And I had Lisa and I had the dogs with me in the car. This happened a few years ago. And the guy at the antique shop didn't care. I said, how much for that round? And the projectile was sitting in its brass. And he said, $10. Okay. And there were a bunch of other rounds, different calibers that were around it, 37 millimeter and a bunch of other ones. And the other ones I saw that they were deactivated. I wasn't worried about the 75 millimeter French was a gas shell. And it wasn't deactivated. And you don't see those. Those are rare. Because who's going to deactivate it? Here, Fred, do me a favor. Open that up. Fuck you. You open it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you going to guy? You going to get here? Do me a favor. I want to bring this home as a souvenir. Can you open it up? No.
When you say a gas round, are you talking about it's got compressed gas in it?
No. It's got, what they did is they had the gas, the liquid, that was in there that when it got exposed and it hit the air, this stuff would spread. And there was a charge that was in it. And what happened was the detonator on the nose of the thing, I've got a picture of it somewhere I can dig out for you, or if you want, I can run downstairs and take a picture of it. There's a shaft that fits down, has a detonator, the mechanism for it. And what they did was they coated it with lead. Yeah, they coated it with lead so that the material, it's like an acid. The gas wouldn't eat away at the metal as it's sitting down in there. The lead would protect it. And so I'm feeling the weight of it. But now, any of us that aren't, I mean, this isn't 1918. So how do we know what that felt like and how much the weight was and everything? And it's heavy to begin with. So I bought it, and I'm walking towards the car, and I felt it. I'm saying, Memorex or not? What are we doing here? I don't want to be driving down the road. What are we doing? And I said, you know, screw it. I started walking away from my wife, left her in the car with the dogs, and I started walking towards the far end of the guy's land, and I twisted the nose, and it moved. And I went, okay, let's go for it. And I unscrewed it, and there was nothing, no noise, because I was getting ready to just flip that thing sealed again. And I pulled it out, and it was never loaded. So it was totally clean. It was a demonstrator, a training one. Even though back then they didn't mark them. They didn't paint them blue. And in World War II, a lot of the trainers were inert. They painted them black. And they marked them with stencil, inert or training. But, you know, it's a scary thing because gas in World War I was, that was a terror. I mean, there were more guys that were gassed. It was horrible. And that's why everybody was afraid of it in World War II. They already got their lesson in World War I. Do we really want to go down that road again? No.
Well, what's it do?
Designed for massive damage.
Does it blow up and it blows lid like a
yeah?
Like
it
anything?
Blows. The shell will blow when it hits, and then the gas spreads everywhere.
Ooh,
all right.
Nasty.
Yeah, nasty stuff. Yeah. Really, really
well,
not
guys,
good stuff.
I got some other callers online here, so we're gonna bring a couple more people on and see what's going on. See what's happening. Anyway, 212, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Ron, why don't you go fuck yourself, yeah, you son of a bitch? I fucking hate you, you cocksucker motherfucker.
Hey, caller, I got a question for you.
Yeah,
New York City. Go fuck yourself. How
yeah.
about this? How about you take your
I got
your
a cactus for your ass,
fuck,
you son of a bitch.
And then turn around and shove it up
get
your
off
ass.
Get off my fucking
sideways.
Show. This is my show, bitch. You ain't nothing but a fucking
ass
trick. Fucking faggot.
It's a New York City troll. Wow, we don't get
yeah.
to on Tuesday that often.
New York City troll.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. One of de Blasio's beautiful people. That's outstanding.
Yeah, that's de Blasio, guys.
Let's try another one. All right, let's try another one. Here we go. We're going to get these out of here real quick. All right, 248, you're on the air. How's it going tonight?
Hey there, Ron. How you doing? XYZ here, and I think you're an asshole. You understand me?
Hey,
yes, I am. Yes.
Super put on your mouth. Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, you fuck you, man. You suck.
And you had this homosexual problem how long?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Do you get your credit card ready? Because I need your credit card number to help you with my
sure.
services.
Hey.
Sure. It's a Royster card.
Fuckers retarded in the chat room there, dude. Wow.
Hey, Ron, I want to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah, we've known each other for a while. Yeah. I'd like to go down to the basement and fuck it for a bit.
Are you going to service me? Well, that's cool. I appreciate that. Well, thank you, man. Merry Christmas to you, too. All right, he's got to go.
Coming back in, new area code.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Hey, I'm saying, I don't think none of them chicks are ugly. I'm saying, I fuck all of them. Know what I'm saying? But Nate, the Timberlands on bomb. Know what I mean? Shit, I really don't understand what the issue is. I know when chicks get in there, you know what I'm saying, and they bag with other chicks, shit get catty and all that. Like, I ain't worried about that. I'm saying, but
you are now off the hoop queue.
Them niggas,
you are now in the hoop queue.
They more aggressive than that bitch ass nigga Prentice, though. Know what I'm saying? That nigga.
Hey, bro,
this nigga run around. Who only want to argue with bitches and shit? Like,
hey man, come. Where we are right now, man, I mean, I understand, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you be killing that nigga for a fucking minute. And that nigga been trying to do his damn thing, so I ain't gonna motherfucking touch on any of that shit right now. But we on some motherfucking grown and sexy shit right now, so shit, keep that shit sexy and keep this shit moving. You know what I'm saying?
That's what
keep
I'm
that sexy
so,
shit and keep that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Gina, whatever her name is, Gina Boo, whatever her name is, I don't know. Joy Gina's the one. All of them sexy. Get in my inbox. You know what I'm saying? Put this dick in your life. You know what I'm saying? Y'all listening. Stop playing. Y'all squash that shit. It ain't
man,
about
I mean,
nothing.
Shit. Hey, man. Let the nigga talk. So what the fuck got to say? The nigga be saying.
Yeah, it ain't about.
Sorry, guys. I called the wrong one. Just a second. I copied the last one we dialed, but apparently...
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, you will be able to listen to... You are now in the host queue.
It sounded awfully
maybe next time I see Gary in the spirit world, he'll have a solution for me.
I hope so. Bring it back. Let us know, man.
The other thing I wanted to mention was George won't stop rubbing his cock in the chat room.
What?
Oh, I was just talking about.
You've been drunk
again. I have a friend who's a chicken farmer.
It's a fucking asswipe. Known as a troll.
Yeah, I'm not an asswipe, but that's rude. Really...
So he comes on here to... Fact. He comes on here to prove he's brainless.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got two more here. I got to go through real quick, so we'll get this done over real fast. All right. 505, you're on here. What's going on?
These idiots.
Hey, you didn't think you'd get rid of me that easily, did you?
You mean the
money? No, listen, sir.
I miss you. I miss you, man.
I did too.
Where did you go?
You're blocking me. Your screeners, man, they're
good. You're cutting out. You're cutting out,
man. Hey, listen. Do you hear me? Hey, come in. Raptor 1 here.
Yeah.
Over.
Go ahead. Go right in.
Okay.
Copy.
Hey. Okay. All right. Copy that. 10-4. Now, listen here. All right, Ron, we're going to... I think you should just stop doing your show because it sucks. Okay.
That's what I say. I say the same thing. Yeah, I say that. Yeah. It does. It sucks.
Just give up, because you're not good. You're not like Carlito. You're not good. You can't keep an audience.
Hey, butthead. If a troll like you calls into a show like this that sucks, what does that make you, huh? A fucking sucker.
That makes me a vigilante. I'm a vigilante. A blog
talk.
I got a fart older than you with
this,
Manny.
He's just jealous.
I'm a vigilante. I get rid of these bad shows.
He can't afford to pay for a show. He can't afford to get the paychecks I get, so he can't afford it. He's jealous.
You know me. Come on, you're collecting unemployment. I can hear it in your voice.
No, I don't collect unemployment.
You're collecting.
Hey, Ron, yeah, you know something? The residual checks I get from producing
this show? I've never checked up on it.
Syndication?
I can www.garybrodsky.com.
My residual checks I get from the show. My mailbox money I get from the music industry. You know, it ain't too bad. I might just lay around the house all day.
GaryBrodsky.com. Gary Brodsky.
Well, hey, what does it pay you guys to do this trolling shit? Right?
We're from GaryBrodsky.com. GaryBrodsky.com. Okay?
Okay.
We teach people how to be alpha males, like you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you
really?
Teach people how to be idiots like you, you mean. God, I've
Gary Brodsky is God.
You're fun, but you're boring the shit out of me, so you gotta go, bro. See you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, one more. We got one more.
Very
here.
Boring.
Yeah.
That was
hey,
the
don't wait.
Troll
up?
Around.
Hey, Ron, where's that dumb bitch at that you always have on the fucking show, that fucking whore? Where the fuck is she at? She is nothing but a fucking skank wearing my fucking underwear on her head. And she, oh, no. Yeah.
Your mom's not here, bro.
And no, I'm talking about your fucking mother. Your mother's got 10 inches of Dwight meat in her ass.
She was waiting for de Blasio to give to let her give him a blowjob.
That's what I'm saying.
Dashy. Yeah, dial again. Dial again, Dashy.
Long radio. You are now in the host queue.
It's funny, ain't it? They crank me up. That goes to show how why society is so fucked up.
Yeah, like for example, you know Cog. He comes to your show and he goes to mine and stuff like that. Well, you got a Cog wannabe in the chat room. Cog is retarded, is the screen name. I mean, get a load of this guy. Talk about a wuss. Doesn't even have the balls to fall in.
No. No, I don't pay attention to him. I don't pay attention to this shit.
And here comes a flood, a troll flood.
They must have a website where they notify each other. Come on, we're all congregating over here. But once they can't get on, they get bored, they leave.
They do.
Yeah. You see that administrator? See the administrator just took that one out. Breaking the rules. Breaking up his heart.
You're welcome, Chaos.
And you got another one who wants to be a dickhead. No pun intended.
Yeah. Nah, I don't pay attention. I'm telling you. Why does these trolls want to rub cocks down here lately? What's that? What's wrong with trolls? Virus?
Yeah, I think it might be part of Obamacare or something. Maybe they have like some sort of issues. I don't know.
Well, you know what it is? They're getting all kinds of lubricant from Obamacare.
Well, it must be what it is.
They
notice the voices? A lot of them are really young. I mean, the older, they're either really older or they're young.
Young and stupid.
Yeah.
Young and stupid.
It's entertainment for them. They probably get high, and that's it.
Yeah.
Just call in and they're buzzing. It's entertainment. Hey, you know, smoke a doobie,
you
know.
Get show that you're an asshole. Yeah, you know.
They come into my show. I got the moderator switch on now whenever I open the chat room. They come into the chat room thinking that their words are going to get seen by everybody in the chat room, right? The dumbass won't get it.
Yeah, I know. The only one sees them is us.
You're the one paying $400 a year to broadcast.
And you know what's even funnier? They call up the
Guess
show.
Guess what? I do it for free.
On the air.
Make it funny.
And they are for the most part. But as soon as they start talking their dumb shit, I say, fuck you, goodbye, you're done, you're toast.
Yeah, that's his MO. He hangs up on you and then he talks shit so you can't talk it back to him.
To let them know they were assholes. I figure if they're going to come on my show and waste their time, I'm going to let them know how much of an asshole they are.
Mm.
Well, sure. Like I said, I just let them run with it. I mean, I'd love taking full control of my show, but they're fun. Yeah, they're not going to take over the show. Now you're going to give me off the subject. You know, I don't care what they do.
Catch you later, man.
Anyway, let's try one more. These are fun. Let's try this one.
Oh,
how's it going?
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, Ron, who's this fucking dick lips you got on the show with you? You motherfucker. You dick lips motherfucker. You licking each other's asshole, tossing each other's salad.
Your mother fucks you?
Yeah, I fuck your mother. She's got 10 inches of Dwight meat in her ass. You shut the fuck up, you panty-waist son of a bitch. You soft-bottom
motherfucker.
I'll come over there and put a cactus in your asshole. You're the ones that pay $400 a goddamn year to broadcast this bullshit and jerk each other off.
Hey, marbles in his mouth. I understand. You got marbles in your mouth? No, you got Obama's balls in your mouth.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Your mother, go down to 233rd Street and the 3rd Avenue in the Bronx and, put her out on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Drop your pants, because that's what you do with her anyway,
right.
And then turn around and let her have you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's exactly what he does. He mutes you, then talks shit, so you can't rebut him.
Blog Talk Radio.
That's what he does. He does all the time. He thinks he's hot shit.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you are now in the host queue.
People know too much.
Oh, Golf Dogs says, hey, check it out, man. Golf Dogs is like, is this a cussing show? I might call in.
I don't know, man.
Well, Mary, no, Mary. No. Antoinette is actually good as a co-host, you see. But you got to understand, I didn't do my show. I didn't have a show to do tonight, so I come over here to have fun with my friends. And when I have fun with my friends, I give them all a good show.
That sounded kind of like about him. He's circle jerking everyone.
We have more important shit we probably could be doing, but I like doing this better. I'm trying to help the ones who can't help themselves. I'm trying to bring the community together.
That's what Gary says.
People in the United States and in the world. I mean, since this is one of the best shows on the internet, I'm really proud to say. And, of course, I'm here with some of the better people, which is one, Firefox News Online. That's an excellent show. Very good guy. Guard Center runs that show, and he's very on top of his shit.
Why start pranking him?
So it's, I'm one of the top 10. I can't complain. I'm not featured because I don't want to be featured. I'm not the act of the week. But anyway, I've been threatened with it, though. But hey, what can I say? I just never accepted it yet. I just do what I do. Okay, there's a link. Just whoever popped in that don't look like it's too cool. And it's probably a virus.
What do you guys
hear? I hear a lot of silence.
We got some new ones. Hold on. We got a new one. 724, you're on the air.
Oh, what's fuck the yeah. They call me the field Negro rapist. GaryBrodsky.com.
Fuck yeah. Thank you for joining us today.
No problem. God damn.
First contestant, we'd like to ask you, what are your opinions about the federal government?
Oh, fuck yeah. I like to jerk my dick, and it feels fantastic. George showed me how to do it. Oh, he's rubbing his cock all over the place. George is rubbing his dick all over your face. He's taking you to Pound Town, motherfucker. And you're a bitch for muting and then talking shit. You can't talk shit unless people are muted, you little bitch. You little cock boy.
Listen. I'm gonna teach you something here. Listen to it. If you had an ounce of brains, you'd be dangerous. If you had a whole brain, you'd be a moron, right? But in your case, they didn't have enough brains on the train, so you ended up left at the station. So.
Yeah, because what he just said made sense.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time. And you are now in the host queue.
My name is Jason. Not bad. I'm calling from Angel Grove, California. I heard you were talking about guns earlier. I just had a quick question.
Nova, you Power Ranger motherfucker.
I don't know if you've heard of the 12 gun. I heard about it on Breaking Bad. Is that actually a real gun, or is that just made for the show?
The what gun?
The Gustav
gun.
I didn't hear you again. What type of gun?
A Gustav gun. They destroyed it with a thermite.
Is that the one that George used to rub his cock with?
Oh, listen to asshole. You're in denial. Your brother blew you as a child.
I am such a fucking alpha. GaryBrodsky.com.
Hey, let me ask you something. When your mother gave you a blowjob, did she bite your nuts off in the process, or were you just born that way?
I was born that way.
Mother instead of slapping you.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's fantastic? Me fucking your show up, bitch.
Hey, listen. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll be down at One Federal Plaza in New York City tomorrow afternoon at 3. Why
Morphin
don't you
time.
Meet me there and tell me all about your little problems, especially the one you
we
ain't
rub
got.
Our cocks over there.
If you catch
we
my...
rub our cocks over there.
Dude, Nova's still
shout out to Jesse and Frank. And that.
What?
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's wrong button. Sorry about that.
Absolutely, positively did not understand that.
I was cutting the wrong guy. This is a mild troll. He's not.
Come back in. God, I love Ron, especially when he wants to play.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Thank you for taking my call. This is Roy.
Roy, how's it going?
I'm calling to... thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
We're waiting for the delivery. We're waiting to see which angle you take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're all ears.
Yes, I'm just calling to admit that Dwight raped me in the ass with a mop handle.
I know.
And,
Yes.
He also used a cactus.
Or do these trolls actually have to think about what they're going to say while they're on the barely conscious and
off? Okay. Into that one.
Ron, can you block that Nixahoo in the chat room? He's becoming a pain in the ass. Flycatch even asked if we can block this guy.
Well, he disappeared.
Hi, Smokey.
Hey. Popping in and out.
Yep, avoiding the ban. Dashy 101.
But if he pops out, they can't be blocked?
No.
Oh. Okay.
If he had gotten him before he ran, he would have been. He could have kicked him out of the door for 24 hours, and that would have been the end of it. Smokey!
Yeah.
Shit.
Whose names I don't know blocked. Good thing I do. I'd hate to have to sit here and laugh. See, this is why I'm glad I'm here tonight, because I can laugh at some of these idiots.
You know how fast they leave if you just shut down, like you did the administrator thing with the chat room, and all of a sudden they get bored because then they have no audience and they just go away.
Yeah, but that's only temporary because automatically it automatically turns itself off once you know a certain after a certain amount of time has elapsed.
Yeah, I agree with the golf dogs, the trolls. I bet you they're liberals, a bunch of liberals.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't have a political. Of course, party. They are.
Not at all. They're pro-Obama and everything else, and I'm sure they're proud of Obama right now. Look at all the good work that he's done. Look how much good he's done for this country.
Yeah,
world opinion, he's done so much for the world opinion. I mean, we are superstars now in the world. There's so much respect for this country. Guys, you should be proud of Obama and all your liberal policies, what they've done for the masses. You guys are unbelievable. They're just great job, guys. Hopefully Obama's going to change the rules and we'll get to put him in office again. What do you think? Yeah, they're very proud of him. Obama's unbelievable. And the liberals are great.
Yeah. You got to understand something too, guys. I mean, here's a president who's so clueless that today, while he was addressing the members of the American Legion, he barely got a claps out of them. I mean, they did not applaud him like most people do.
No.
They gave him the sarcastic applause.
I'm surprised they didn't throw rocks and bottles.
Oh. Anyway, it's fine. You get a hell of a reception. I was talking to one of the guys that was working security for that during the graduation, and he said a couple of them stood up, but the bulk of them wouldn't stand up or anything or even acknowledge him, and it was a real slap in the face. He said, I saw it firsthand. Is it the media? I'm sure they controlled a lot of it, but, you know, edit it. But, the liberals, they've got a lot to be proud of.
Santa is a whore is giving you a reach around, Ron.
I appreciate that.
Came in, posted it, and ran.
Yep. No, got kicked.
Oh, you kicked out. Good one.
Yeah, kicked that one.
I need to do something here. Everybody in the chat room, bear with me. I just have to do this. Let's see here.
I just got that Nick sucking asshole, dude.
Oh, Nick sucks his own ass, huh?
Just so everyone knows, I am Santa's whore.
Got it.
It's like target practice. Picking them off.
Yeah, like
I wanted to pick up, so I could be like, yeah, Santa is a whore here.
Wait, you talking about Obama? Obama's
like
the world master?
Look at
I did get Gary's Facebook and his regular site up there, so that'd be nice.
Ah, here's an interesting name. Inject Muslims with Ebola.
Where'd that name show up?
Underneath Gunslinger.
Yeah, that's creative.
Oh, yeah.
Minister kick back in. Automatic minister.
Very creative. Interesting and creative.
Ron's only got 11 more minutes left. We fucked him
up. Out there like that. They don't like the Islamic world. Basically,
I don't need a time that I have to get off tonight, but I've got some other people we can call.
Hey, look how
after
got
this.
When you mentioned Obama, boy, they really that
I might have to take a break
really,
for to relieve the bowels or the bladder.
Bastard.
What's with his wife, too? I mean, is she really a guy? A lot of people say it's a guy.
Now, that point I agree with. Michelle looks like a cross between a man and a horse.
Look, Mike, I'll tell you what. One of these days, I'll send you over a picture that I saw of Michelle Obama.
Nick's back.
You know how they say that women there are some women with more junk in the trunk?
Yeah.
Well, she's got more that stood under the hood. If you catch my drift.
I guess so.
That's the one, Flycatch. Yep, that's the one. I thought it was freaking hilarious.
Do what? What am I missing?
Well, Flycatch said the picture with the erection. That's the one. There was a picture of Michelle Obama with a slight boner. I kid you not.
Oh,
yeah, that, yeah, she was wearing the green dress, right, Fly? I mean, shit. I sat here. Somebody sent me the link to the picture. I damn near fell out of my chair laughing. I was freaking hysterical laughing. Yeah, Mary. I mean, but you gotta come on. You when it comes right down to it, with everything that she's opened her big mouth about. I mean, let's face it. With a shit for brains moron for a husband, it figures. It just figures. Well, let's put it this way. Truth is, Michelle Obama and her husband are idiots. And that's the truth.
Come on, answer the phone.
If you think I'm kidding, watch them on TV sometime. Serious.
Yeah.
They are idiots. She eats fast food, yet condemns kids for being obese. All right. Go figure.
Go figure.
What's up, guys?
Ah, it's the gold dust.
Hey, it's funny y'all brought that up because there actually is a video on YouTube, or it was on YouTube, about what y'all are talking about. And it demonstrates, it shows Michelle Obama or Michael Obama or whatever her name was or his name. God knows what the person is. But back playing college football, she was a college football player, and I've seen all the pictures that it showed up. And a lot of people, you like to say it's Photoshop, whatever.
I'm going to go take a leak. So you guys keep listening to Ron.
It makes you think.
Hopefully, he doesn't get to me anyway. I'll be back.
We all know Obama's gay.
2 minutes.
And why not have a girlfriend that has a dick? Because that's what you want. Okay. So this is pretty much
the Golf, the liberals are going to go crazy.
Both worlds.
You know what?
The trolls are going to go insane.
I love it. I love the trolls.
I think they're not already.
She probably took over the whole football team. You know she did.
Yeah, this might be this might be her teammates. But I just thought it was kind of ironic. Y'all were talking about that. I said, I wish I had to save that video. It kind of grossed me out. I had to get rid of it. I should have saved it because I've heard this topic come up a bunch of times. And the fact is, the truth is that she is a transgender. And Obama likes gays. Two and two together. And there is no record or history of their two daughters' birth certificates or anything about them. It's all gone. There is nothing.
Oh, that was a good
point. Two and two together.
I didn't know that.
There's nothing there.
That's weird. You figure that would have shown up.
Yeah. Iggy Mom came through. She put a Vimeo.com video in.
A .com
irrefutable
video.
Proof that Michelle Obama is a man.
There you go. That might be the one I was talking about. I'll check it out in a little while. It could be.
The picture is even.
You're kidding me.
You look at the picture, you can tell it's been doctored. I hate to say it.
Wow.
That's a shame.
That's crazy.
But it's good for her laugh.
half at least.
I'm not sure that's the one. No, that's not the one that she just posted. It's not the one that I'm talking about.
Oh,
I've seen another one. It was basically slides. It wasn't anything. It was slides, and it showed. It's kind of methodical. It goes through it and shows you slide by slide.
Oh, it's methodical.
It talks about the facial recognition.
All right, people, we're gonna hang up on Ron because he's only got 4 minutes left.
This is the video I'm thinking about, and it shows you.
Ron only had 4 minutes left, so he's not going to take any more calls. But I am looking. We might get on with these girls. They are a couple of lesbians. And the name of their show is Ticklish Tuesday. So, I'm going to put the number in the chat for Dashy to format if he doesn't care. And if you're getting tired, Dashy, or you need to bail, just let me know. All that good shit. And I'll get you guys the information in uno momento. Dashy said he's good. Here's the number, Dashy. In its fucked up form. I am copying the address. And as soon as we dial get in queue, I will give you the info.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen now in the host.
No idea if they have a screener or not.
Yeah. Or run past, and he's going to chase me and eat me anyway.
Right, you're fucked.
So I'm sitting there like, what the hell am I going to do? This is another time. I should have listened to my dad. And the bear's like, you know, going around, and he comes up to the corner. I don't know if he could smell me. I don't know. He comes up to the corner like, he's going to come underneath the awning where I'm hiding from him. And, you know, like, you know, make some kind of snotty, whatever the bear makes. And that also seemed like an eternity. I just knew. I was telling God, God, I'm sorry. Please, you know, I love this. I'll never do this again. I won't do that again. Please, let the bear eat. Next thing I know, the bear turns a different direction and goes. You know, somewhere around the mountain, but wasn't right underneath me. So I waited, you know, I didn't have a watch or nothing. So I waited until probably was an hour or 2 hours till the sun was almost setting. So I've been there for a minute. I didn't hear any wood crackling. I didn't hear any noise. So I peek out and nobody's around, no bears, no lions, nothing. And so I go flying down the mountain.
No bears or lions.
I went flying down the mountain, and I never told my dad, because he'd be like, see?
Yeah.
I tried to tell you.
He would have.
Fuck.
Bears are no joke.
Man, hell no.
I mean, why do you think they were in the Wizard of Oz? You know? It was one bear, wasn't it? No, there were just lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my. Lions and tigers and bears, oh, my. Now, I don't know. Michael's interrupting me for something.
Right. Michael, you had something to say. Go ahead, honey.
Now he muted himself.
Yeah.
He ain't talking.
He puts himself on mute. Michael!
He's on mute. He mad now. Oh,
I'm sorry. I have to direct the show. Okay? Jesus Christ.
Don't you understand? He's a director, though.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I see him there. He's there.
Yeah, he is there, and he's open.
Michael, you're there. Your line is open.
So whenever he wants to talk...
You there?
Yeah.
Yes, we are here, honey.
Why is it on our page that says single, but when I go onto the people at Light, it says got engaged with her. I was with her May 11, 2004. And then...
Is this Danielle?
No, the Filipino girl.
The Filipino girl? Wait. She says that she's engaged?
Yeah, with me, because I know her since May 11th. She's saying on her Facebook. There's a picture of me and her together.
On her page?
On her page, no, but on my page.
Okay, so you put a picture up of you and her together.
No, the Facebook did together.
Okay, I have no idea. Look, I just took the
phone.
Did
you have that problem with baby?
I'm still having hypothermia.
You're still having
You
know what? Wow, babe.
We're going to pick the show ID, and then we'll come back, and we'll figure out exactly what Michael's saying, because we love Michael. Mm-hmm. And we got to figure this thing out.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
We're back on your mind, the hottest planet.
And now the hottest lesbians on the air. Lesbians on the air.
And we seem to have lost audio. I got a hunch the calorific me. Get ready to crash. Nice. We've still got a connection to it. Must be on their end.
Fucking 2-year-old rappers in Merton at the movie theater. Calls her mom to bitches.
That's it in that show. She's straight up.
Besides having this fucking head cold, man, this show's been halfway decent. Oh, this is a good song. Shit, this is my jam right here. I love the music video.
Hey.
Oh,
and listen to the show.
Oh, they fucking bastardized it. Oh, you fucking whores.
Give me a rhyme. The bitches got me rhyming all the time.
Oh, you fucking whores.
Give me a rhyme. We talk about sex most of the time. Give me a rhyme. Thanks for joining us on Your Mind.
Oh. Somebody should fucking dig a grave for you. Oh, you whores. I am so fucking upset by this.
Do you have a business and you want people to know about it? How about all over the world? I'll tell you what. Give us a call. Sheree and Baby. On Your Mind Production. Call us at 702-273-0314. 7 days a week. Between the hours of 9 to 5. Let's get your business into the ears of the world.
I'm a man that I'm disabled and I'm a bad thing about it. I have part of a disability that I know I have. But see, I'm admitted to that person and they say, oh, you're retarded. No, I have mild retardation, but I'm still a quick learner like that. You don't want to mess with me.
But the word retard means to slow down, to retard.
Yeah, that means you're something. No. Sitting, you're
but like if I'm going to retard my driving, I'm going to slow it down. There are different ways to use that word. See, when I met you, I didn't think you were slow. I didn't find you slow at all.
Yeah, because I learned how to control it and hide it very well.
Okay.
I have more my disability. I am more advanced with my disability than anybody can think I can be.
Okay. Okay.
So,
yeah, me too.
This is Baby Teddy, and here's the joke of the week. The joke of the week would be, did you hear about the preacher that came to call on this old man? And he told him, he said, man, at your age, you should be thinking about the hereafter. And the old man said, I do, all the time. No matter where I am, if I'm in the bathroom, upstairs, in the kitchen, or down in the basement, I ask myself, now what am I hereafter? This is Baby Teddy, and here's the joke of the week.
Wait, Michael, when you were born, were you a partial abortion?
My dad told my mom, yes. He didn't want nothing to do with me.
That's kind of funny.
We are glad Michael survived. Michael survived the abortion.
I'm glad he's in the world, though.
So. Yeah.
We are too, Amber.
You know,
because to have an abortion on the day the child is supposed to be born,
yeah,
that's really pushing it.
See, Michael,
that's a long time.
He was born against all odds.
Hey, I thought of a song for you guys. Okay, here you go. Shereen, baby. Shereen, baby. They're the best friends in the land. And I'm up a tree with me, they're the best friends in the land. Sweet and baby and me. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
For the best phone sex on the web, go to Live Fantasy Talk at www.sextalkonyourmind.com and enjoy your Live Fantasy Talk experience. www.sextalkonyourmind.com offers a live experience where your every fantasy can be fulfilled for $2.99 per minute with a 10-minute minimum. Call 1-800-685-7908 now for the time of your life. Please enjoy all of the ladies that are waiting to make your sexual fantasies come true. Each girl has her own special way of making your experience like no other you've ever had before.
Buh, I can't listen to that shit anymore. I do want to share a story. Apparently, this football player for USC, he's a cornerback, just got named captain, right? So, all of a sudden, he's hurt. He goes to his coaches and tells them, you know, I was over at a family member's house, and I went out of the balcony, and I looked down, and my seven-year-old cousin was cousin or nephew was drowning. So, instead of running down the stairs to go help the kid, this guy jumps from a second-story balcony, he claims, onto the cement, suffers high ankle sprains, but yet somehow manages to get into the pool, grab the kid, bring him out, you know, push him out onto the cement, and then pull himself out of the pool by his upper body strength and shit at the ladder. Now they're coming out saying that this motherfucker is a liar. He was actually being, the cops were coming because of a domestic dispute. He jumped from a third story balcony to run from the cops. But yeah, ESPN and all that were reporting him as a hero yesterday. And now today, the LAPD is saying, no, that motherfucker was running from us. Oh, God, that's so fucking funny. USC was, like, putting out the story to, like, ESPN, fucking anybody that would listen. Oh, he's a fucking hero. All right. I found a new show. I think everybody will enjoy it. This show on BTR is known as The History of the KKK.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. You are now in the host queue.
That's an atheist philosophy. Okay? And so what happened was that our government came down here. And they knew what the Bible said about these issues. They knew what the Bible said about slavery. It very clearly condoned it, especially this enslaving of the Black Hamite race, which you can read in Jasher chapter 73, a explicit commentary on what Genesis chapter 9 meant. It says it word for word what the Southern position was. In the book of Jasher, which is an authoritative referenced history book on the Jewish people, as the book of Jasher is put in and referenced by the Bible twice, and giving it authority giving it divine authority. And you'll read in chapter 73 that the line of Ham was cursed with slavery to be the slaves of the line of Japheth and Shem forever. Forever. The Southerners didn't make that up, folks. That was understood for thousands of years. Thousands of years, okay? So what happened was the United States government came down here and they murdered 300,000 of our fathers, and they went around all throughout the towns and the cities down here in the South, and they would pillage, and they would gang rape young girls. They would you can read the book by Walter Sisko, War Crimes Against Southern Civilians. He'll take you through all of it. I have it summarized on my blog. You can go to my blog, and I have a book that I have for free. I do not sell my research. I give it all for free. I'd appreciate it if you want to donate, but I have emptied my life for the sake of my listeners. I sell nothing. You can look on my blog. I sell absolutely nothing. I have given you my youth for free here for you. Okay, and I dare you to find somebody else that deals with philosophy, history, and theology as deeply as I do. I dare you. I dare you to find a single one seminary professor that would dare debate me on issues concerning the doctrine of the Trinity, theology proper, covenant theology, the change between the Old Testament and the New Testament, the original believers on the Messiah. I dare you.
I dare you.
I double dog dare you to find one
you.
Who would dare.
I dare you.
Who would dare debate me on these issues. Okay? And I've given it to you all for free.
Yeah.
All for free, because I sell nothing here. I sell nothing. I buy the truth and I sell it not. I sell it not. Freely I have received from my Savior Yahushua HaMashiach. That's not to say that I received all these teachings for free. This cost me thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of dollars
yeah.
to learn all this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? The books, the time, the classes I had to take. Thousands and thousands, tens
yeah.
of thousands, over easily over 10,000 to learn all this stuff. Okay? But I give it to you for free. Okay? Because I mean to start a complete revolution here in this country. And I will be damned. I will be damned.
Watch your fucking language.
Hear someone say that he is in this for money. You can shut that sewage hole up now. Okay?
Oh, shit. He's using some foul
because
fucking
Because that's
language.
Never going to happen.
Sewage
I'm
hole?
I'm not going to sell my stuff. I have one guy named Mr. Duma who bought a book of mine years ago. I put the book online for about 2 or 3 days, and I found some errors in something that I wrote, and I took it off, and I was like, you know, I'm going to be intruding years on end. I'm just not going to sell this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sell it. I don't need to sell it.
Oh, don't sell it.
So Mr. Duma has a copy of my Systematic Theology, a first printing. After I'm famous internationally, that's probably going to go for a pretty penny. But I mean to start a complete revolution. Folks, I mean to destroy most of the institutions of this society through the political arm, through political power. I mean to go on the street and to refute every last idea that has been taught to these people. Via the Enlightenment, the French Revolution, the Marxist revolutions, and the American Civil War, which that was our communist revolution here.
Yeah.
And I mean for there to be a huge revolution to start here, and there will no doubt be a civil war over it. I hope it doesn't come to that.
Yeah.
I hope what happens is that after I've taken enough political power, I just take over the entire United States government. And I'm going to be a king here for a while. That's what I plan on doing. If there's a few other people that want to create a kind of an aristocratic ruling class of the philosopher kings like Plato talked about. That's fine. That's fine. If there's some men worthy, I'm willing to rule with you. But it's not going to be this democracy thing. And really, we can't have a republic right now because our people are too stupid. They're too stupid and immoral. They cannot rule themselves, and so they must be ruled. They need to be ruled for a while. And things will evolve back into a republic as our people reform. Because I'm going to force reformation here. I'm going to enforce male supremacy. I'm going to enforce male franchise, okay? I'm going to take all the money of these bankers, all of their money, and I'm going to redistribute it to the people here. And mostly I'm going to redistribute it to white men, who believe the Bible. And I'm going to make sure they have the franchise, okay? All the money of these universities, I'm going to take all their money, and I'm going to exile all their people. These teachers that have, I'm going to seize their bank accounts. I'm going to take their cars, their houses.
Yeah, fuck teachers.
Everything. And then I'm going to kick them out of the country, or I may just kill them. And put them to death pursuant to Genesis. Deuteronomy 13 and Exodus 32. And numerous other passages in the Torah of Elohim, which clearly state that people that are inciting apostasy from religious covenants are inciting the genocide of your peoples, they should be exterminated. And that's really what I want to do, but we'll see what happens. And I want to take all all these banks here and all these men here who have gained wealth by usury, I'm going to take all their money. I'm going to impoverish them, and I'm going to kick them out of my country. Okay, and all these universities, I'm going to shut them all down, and I'm going to take all their money, and I'm going to take the money of all these stadiums, all these little sports games that have been used to destroy our people. I'm going to take all their money.
I am looking forward to this weekend when college football starts up, you motherfucker. I got a fucking fantasy football draft on Friday with the fucking madhouse people. You shut your dirty horse mouth.
And then some of them can stay, I'll probably kick some of them out, kill most of them, and the ones that deliberately have been working for the demoralization of this people and have deliberately been working for the destruction of our religion and to savagize our people and Africanize the white race here. I'm just going to use we're going to have one of those things where you line the guys up and you have a shooting line there, you just kill them all with like one bullet, you know. Yeah, I'm going to do that to a lot of these guys, like little all the dungeon family and all the TRU Master P and all his guys, all these rapper dudes who do everything that they can to demoralize even their own people. I'm going to wipe them from.
We're going to try to call this motherfucker's house real quick.
While we're cleanse the earth of their horrible, wretched existence. And anyway, it's a big, huge rabbit trail. All right, so. Was an invasion, gang rape, pillage, and murder. And the people down here in the South were told, you know, if following what the Bible says on these things, that we are going to be killed and have our families gang raped and murdered. And, so our people had to relinquish their allegiance to the Bible here, okay? Because the Bible condoned the owning of slaves. And then there would be further things as well. They would also condemn the Bible's teachings on gender relations, and condemn the Bible's teachings on race relations. And, folks, do you realize the way people view race nowadays, you know that stuff's only like 50, 60 years old? Do you know that? That stuff's only like 50 or 60 years old. Anyway, so the way that you came to be an atheist, my atheist listener, is the United States government murdered your fathers and raped your mothers and your sisters and your aunts and forced your fathers to accept a new regime down here, a Darwinian atheistic capitalistic regime, where our people would...
We're about to call this motherfucker, what the caller ID is, his own home phone number. So we'll see if he takes this call.
Welcome to Blog. You are now in the host queue.
Polluted, poisoned civilization, where everything is a huge lie. It's all for sale. It's all for sale. Lies for sale. Lies everywhere around you. The way you make money, it's all a lie. It's all a big lie. You are told that, you know, you're working for your wage. You need to work hard and pull yourself up by your own bootstraps and all this shit. You know what you're doing? Most of these businesses here are, they're what's called carpetbaggers. Most of these businesses, the money that you make at your job, all the time that you spent working for them, don't pay a rich bastard up in the north who hates your guts. And then that you pay. You think that's going for your benefit?
Thanks for calling.
That's going to pay the interest on the national debt, according to the Grace Commission. It's also going to fund a huge military industrial complex where your government sends your sons over all around the world to die. And
he's thinking about that phone.
You're impoverished more and more every year with this rent. You own nothing. You have no land. You have no way to grow food on your land. You don't have any land. You just have this little room that you live in, right? Right? And you just sit on your couch and, you know, you play your video games, watch TV, and you smoke your dope, right? And this is supposed to be this great light age, right? This great industrialized light age. Prosperity everywhere, right? Your food is poisoned. The gasoline in your car is lying. There's oil all over the place here in this country. Tech, we don't need to go to the middle. We don't need the gas prices to be what they are. The government is lying to you about its supply of oil for money from the military-industrial complex. But it's a corporate masters, okay? Okay? Jobs a lie. Here. The way you make money is a scam. We transport yourself as a scam. All the stuff on the TV culture.
Thanks for calling.
That all started with the Industrial Revolution, friend.
Oh, we lost the audio for the show. Ooh, must have a connection problem on Dash's end. What is it that's being dialed? Yeah, looks like Dashy. Dashy or the Colorific. Give us a moment, folks. And I don't know if Dashy just said fuck it and left, or if the machine's broke. Smoke some drugs in the morning. Do some crack at night. Fuck your mother in the afternoon. Make her feel all right. Oh, Dashy said the whole laptop just reset, so. Oh, fuck, we lost Dashy, too. God damn. Oh, motherfucker. Oh, he said he's back now. 1 second while he reboots. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. So hopefully this guy starts accepting some calls, because really he's the only blog talk show still on. The rest of them are about to go off air, and there isn't any coming on anytime soon. So yeah. So I don't know. We may just end it there. We had a pretty good run for a while. I will come back on tomorrow. That's the late one. That's the one that'll start at about 11:20, where we're going to try to call Gary Brodsky again. We'll try to call him. His show starts at 11:30. I'll probably wait till at least 11:35 before I have us all call in. Because if he sees us just lighting up his shit as soon as he starts the show, he's never going to take calls. So we'll go ahead and end it here. And tomorrow, 11:25-ish, we'll start it up and we'll call that motherfucker. All right? Peace out, motherfuckers.